close many post offices and cut back deliveries to 5 days a week.
And growing misery in Chile. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The nation's highest court today takes up a firearms case from the Windy City that could have repercussions from coast to coast. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the story.
76-year-old Otis McDonald lives in a Chicago neighborhood where thugs once threatened his life. Under a tough city law, he can't carry a handgun or even keep one in his home.
It's like you don't matter. The only thing that matters is the drug dealers and gangbangers.
He's leading a fight to extend a landmark 2008 high court ruling striking down D.C.'s handgun ban nationwide.
There's a right that's been violated.
Paul Helmke of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence worries a host of restrictions will be curtailed.
This court has said there's an individual right to have guns. That doesn't mean anyone having any gun, any place, at any time.
There's another potentially more significant story here. Gun rights lawyers want the high court to expand a constitutional doctrine that prevents states from passing any laws infringing on U.S. citizens' rights. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
If we see a broad ruling here, the principle will apply to many non-gun cases, including perhaps cases involving same-sex marriage and abortion.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Well, Americans in growing numbers are deserting snail mail. So where does that leave the Postal Service? Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
In this email era, the number of letters handled by the U.S. Postal Service keeps dwindling.
That means that fewer stamps will be sold in 2020, which means that we have less revenue at post offices around America.
Postmaster General John Potter expected today to suggest a shift to postal counters in supermarkets and drugstores, cutting back to 5 delivery days and modifying retiree benefits. That's if Congress agrees. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
An increasingly desperate picture is emerging from Chile. 3 days after the devastating earthquake, police fire at looters in the city of Concepcion. CBS News reporter Adrian Bard in the capital of Santiago says lawlessness is a growing problem in the areas hardest hit by the quake.
As they see people just breaking in and grabbing stuff in stores, setting stores on fire, some people are taking up arms themselves and standing outside of their houses to guard because they just feel that the situation is not safe.
A curfew remains in effect in Concepcion until midday. Chile's UN ambassador, Geraldo Munoz, says not only the quake caused devastation.
In the coastal areas, many villages and towns were practically swept away by tsunami-type waves,
leaving a huge number of people destitute.
Without water, without electricity, without a roof over your heads. It is estimated that about 2 million Chileans have become homeless.
Well, today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrives in Santiago to meet with Chilean leaders.
They have asked for communications equipment, some of which I'm bringing on our plane. Other technical equipment will be flown there in addition.
Detroit's Big Three automakers release February sales figures today, with General Motors leading the way. And GM is also issuing a recall of its own.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Cobalt.
Late model Cobalts are included in the recall of more than a million GM-made cars. Reporter Jeff Gilbert has details.
The problem is the power steering can go out in these small cars, making them hard to steer. There have been 14 crashes, including one injury, plus thousands of complaints. The recall will cover 2005 to 2010 Chevy Cobalts and Pontiac G5s in the 07 to 2010 model years.
I'm Vicki Barker reporting live. Toyota executives back on Capitol Hill again today amid reports of yet more problems. The
listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Broomfield father is facing charges after his 11-year-old son shot himself in the foot. North Metro Task Force Commander Jerry Peters telling 9 News he thinks the father left the gun with the boy so he could protect marijuana plants in the home.
It's a lucrative business, and we've seen home invasion robberies, we've seen kidnappings, we've seen shootings at these dispensaries. We've seen the lightning bolt of crime surrounding these.
Peter says the man had licenses for some of the 30 plants. Police plan to charge the father with cultivation of marijuana and child abuse. A federally protected witness has testified he saw it happen. Shots that killed Denver Bronco Darrant Williams. He says he was a passenger in the same SUV as 26-year-old Willie Clark when Clark allegedly started shooting into Williams' limousine. Sports: Red Wings over the Avs 3-2 and the Nuggets fall to the Suns 101-85. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a decent start to this morning's commute. As far as the metro highways go, speeds are going to be running at the posted limits on I-25 to and through the tech center. 36, pretty good shape. Same deal on I-70 over that elevated stretch. CDOT's wrapped up their overnight construction projects. Now, we do have a couple different crashes that are off those main roads. One of them involves three cars. This is on the diagonal at Mineral. And then a couple cars mixed it up, Federal and Evans. That one will be out of your way shortly. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota and its dealers are committed to your safety, and they're implementing the correct remedy to make things right. They're now repairing up to 50,000 vehicles a day. For more information, please visit Toyota.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant reference to former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Well, hello there. Peter Ogburn, filling in for Bill Press today for one-third hour of the program. I'll be back tomorrow, but Bill will be back on Thursday, which, if the emails are any indication, people are pretty excited about having Bill back. Always taking your emails at BillPressShow.com, taking your calls at 866-55-PRESS, 866-557-7377. Stevie, you did a good job there handling the phones. Apparently, people don't like it when I say the teachers should maybe be fired if they're not doing their job.
Thank you very much. You might as well have said that, could you go out and kick a nurse in the butt for me?
Yeah. I didn't say anything like that, and I don't think anyone should go kick nurses in the butt. I was just saying I think that if you're a teacher and you're not doing your job, then it's okay to be fired, which is just what the president said, by the way.
There you go. It was what the president said. You were just reiterating it.
Thank you.
You did kick over a hornet's nest.
I did, apparently.
Just like any job. If I didn't get up at 3:20 in the morning and slept in a couple of days in a row and didn't show up, Bill would fire me.
That's how it would work.
Imagine that.
That's how it would work. Anyway. BillPressShow.com, as we mentioned, to send your emails. You can also buy yourself a podcast account, where you can get the entire show delivered straight to your iTunes, or you could just buy little tiny little clips. It's all part of the same thing. Once you buy a podcast account, you can download little clips of the show, just the spin room or just outside the beltway, whatever you'd like to do. It's very digestible that way, just like fiber.
Exactly.
Wash it down with a good cup of Bill's brew.
There you go.
Out of a Bill Press Show mug while reading one of Bill's books.
Also, all those things for sale at BillPressShow.com. By the way, so speaking about schools, we were just talking about the schools. Michelle Obama, while President Barack Obama was out saying that, you know, underperforming schools should be punished, Michelle Obama, First Lady, went out and said that we've got a real problem with school lunches in this country.
One of the single most important things we can do to fight childhood obesity is to make those meals at school as healthy and nutritious as possible.
She's right. She's absolutely right. I remember, I'm 30 years old and I'm still a fat kid. I mean, I've always been a fat kid. But, you know, my school lunch was pizza, burger, or fried chicken nuggets and fries. And on the rare occasion that I will have cut a few extra lawns the week before, I would have myself a pizza, nuggets, and fries.
Nice.
And those were the options. There were no healthy options. I think it's you know, it's gotten a little out of hand in schools.
Yeah, so. I remember when I was at school, exactly the same thing. There would be fries every day. Chips.
Yeah.
Chips with everything. Admittedly, I did grow up in Scotland.
Yeah, I was going to say. As bad as American lunches are, I can only imagine how
bad. The chips were actually battered and double deep
fried. Exactly. Fried Twinkies for dessert.
They actually had fried cholesterol as a side.
All right, well, 9 minutes, 10 minutes past here. We'll be talking to Wayne Slater here in a couple moments. I saw this IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, put together the top 200. 150 movies of all time, and they let people vote on them. You know, the readers of IMDb could go and vote on these different movies and put together the top 250 movies of all time. I'm now going to count them down for you, starting with 250. Number 250. the top 10, right? Best movies of all time. Number 10, The Dark Knight. It's a little early, I think. To be doing The Dark Knight as the top 10 best movie of all time. Number 9, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that should definitely be in the top 10.
I agree with that. That's the best Star Wars movie.
Yes.
Number 8, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I agree. Number 7, 12 Angry Men. Number 6, Schindler's List. Number 5, Pulp Fiction.
Hey now.
I think that's a good choice. Number 4, Il Buono, Il Brutto, Il Cattivo.
Number 4,
which translates to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Ah.
I don't know why they went with that, but I agree with that. Number 3, Godfather Part 2.
Mm.
Number 2, The Godfather, which I think should be number 1. And number 1, any guesses, the best movie of all time as voted by the readers of IMDb? Dan? Slut Queens was not on the list, Dan. Slut Queens was not on the list. I know that would have been your vote. Stevie, your vote?
Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Bloodsport was not on the list. The number one movie of all time, according to the readers of IMDb, is The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, really? That's a good choice.
It's not a bad choice.
I'm surprised it's number one. But
I'm stunned it's number one.
The Godfather.
The Godfather, yeah, definitely not Bloodsport.
Where's Mighty Ducks 2 in there?
Yeah, Mighty Ducks 2 not on the list.
Steven Seagal didn't even get a show in the top 10.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Under Siege. No.
It's a
no.
Fix.
Sorry. Anyway, 12 minutes past the hour. We'll be talking to Wayne Slater here in just a moment from the Dallas Morning News. He's their senior political writer. Nobody knows more about Texas politics than Wayne Slater. We'll get his take on the governor's race in mere moments. But first,
is the full court headings.
On this Tuesday, other headlines making news. ABC revealing the cast for the next installment of its hit Dancing with the Stars reality series. Celebrities including the first man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin.
What is he thinking?
Quick question there.
You're going.
Second man to walk on the moon. First was Neil Armstrong.
Okay, one of the first two men. Sorry.
This is a news operation here.
All right. NFL player Chad Ochocinco from the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's a name. That's a good name.
Kate Gosselin from John and Kate Plus 8.
Good for her.
ESPN reporter Erin Andrews.
What is she thinking?
Olympic gold medal skater Evan Lysacek.
Who cares?
The Bachelor star, which wrapped up last night, Jake Pavelka.
I've already forgotten about him.
Reno 911 star, Niecy Nash.
Who's she?
Pussycat Dolls lead singer, Nicole Scherzinger.
I'm surprised she's still alive.
Pamela Anderson.
I'm surprised she's still alive.
Shannon Doherty.
Talk about people I thought fell off the face of the earth.
Pairing is being announced this morning on Good Morning America. Season starts March 22nd.
All right.
And NBC drawing the second biggest audience for Winter Olympic Games ever. Something the network is happy with, trying to use this to get past the Leno-Conan fiasco, paying $820 million for the rights to broadcast the games. It was estimated they lose about $200 million on the venture. That final figure has not come out yet, but they did draw in 190 million viewers.
All right. Good for them.
And could Anderson Cooper be replacing Katie Couric on the CBS Evening News? No, says his spokesman to Politico. Although the CNN host is a contributor to 60 Minutes on CBS, there's nothing more than that, apparently. It was a huge rumor online yesterday after a story with unnamed sources appeared in the New York Times.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be the next host. I promise you that. He has to be over in Chile and Haiti and all that stuff. And they won't let him anchor the cable news wearing a tight black V-neck shirt, as he can get away with on CNN. 14 minutes past the hour, it's Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today. Well, I have to say, first of all, today is the big Texas primary. And when I heard that, I thought we wanted to go straight to our buddy Wayne Slater, the Dallas Morning News senior political writer. Wayne, how are you, sir?
Peter, it's great to be with you.
And happy Texas Independence Day, by the way.
Absolutely. It's guns, secession, and states' rights all the time.
Yeah! All right. Good for you. So it is the primary day down there. It's the big showdown, Rick Perry versus Kay Bailey Hutchinson. What are we going to see today? What should we be watching for?
I mean, it's amazing. Well, a year ago, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator, well-regarded, highest vote-getter in the state, most popular in terms of job approval, was was double digits ahead of Perry. Now Perry is double digits ahead of her. The question really is, does Rick Perry, the incumbent governor, win the nomination outright today, get 50% plus one, win the nomination without a runoff, or does Kay Bailey Hutchison force this thing to another month of campaigning?
What happened? Why did she, what happened to her double-digit lead?
And more than anything else, it was the rise of the Tea Party movement and Perry's recognizing that among Republican primary voters, and this is a really conservative constituency, among these folks, something was going on. This was back, remember, Barack Obama becomes president in January 20th. By February, Rick Perry was talking to a state legislator about a 10th Amendment states' rights resolution, actually a meaningless resolution, but it was something that allowed people to vote in the legislature. He held a news conference at the Capitol. There was enormous response. Drudge picks it up. Rush Limbaugh talks about it. Next thing you know, Rick Perry is calling around to be at the first round of Tea Parties. And remember, it was that first Tea Party, in the first series of Tea Parties in Austin, Texas, on tax day, where Perry made the remarks about secession.
Tell me about, because there is a Tea Party candidate. And we know, because not so long ago she was on the Glenn Beck program saying that she couldn't rule out that the government was behind 9/11. Now, that type of crazy normally gets laughed out of the public eye, but she's actually gaining steam. What sort of effect is she going to have on the race?
Well, the Beck comment was not helpful. She was rising before that, and you have to wonder, because Beck called her on this. This idea that, wait a minute, you won't outright denounce the idea that the government was, that 9/11 was an inside job. And you have to wonder, if Glenn Beck's the most reasonable guy in the room, then what have you got here? I think what she really revealed was there is a feeling here among, even among the Tea Party supporters, that there is a fringe element, the truthers, the birchers, the birthers, and so forth, and that this revealed sort of their existence. She was rising in the polls in large part because of a couple of good debate performances. She's a very thoughtful person. She's a Ron Paul libertarian type, Republican. But after the Glenn Beck comment, anecdotally, and at least in one poll that I saw, she has begun to go on the cool on her.
Okay. All right. But if, you know, the whole Tea Party thing is, you know, we're anti-establishment, we're anti-government, and then you've got the two Republican, I mean, they are both firmly planted in government. They've got a long background. If Debbie Medina was to have an effect on this race, who do you think she would hurt more?
She would hurt Rick Perry more. Rick Perry. Rick Perry's people knew that. As she began to rise in the polls in the last month and a half, Rick Perry's people began to, now publicly he didn't do anything, the governor didn't, because he didn't want to alienate any of these conservative Tea Party folks who were leaning to Deborah Medina.
Right.
But what Perry's people did privately was begin to actively monitor every appearance she made on marginal radio and blogs and so forth, and to report to me and to every other journalist in the Capitol Press Corps, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? In an effort to get items out that might damage her.
Wow. It's a stunning race. I really think it's fascinating to watch. Wayne Slater, Dallas Morning News senior political writer, joining us here on Texas Independence Day, which is like, you know, that's like their 4th of July. You know,
it's
down
almost
in Texas.
As good as Confederate Heroes Day.
Yes, exactly. Hey, so speaking of the heroes of Texas, our buddy George W. Bush has been awfully quiet since he left office. Dick Cheney's running around still trying to be the face of the Republican Party. But George W. Bush has been quiet. How's he doing down there?
Actually, he's doing fine. Look, George W. Bush has a pretty, relatively speaking, remember, this is a conservative state, a pretty good, a lot of people like him.
Sure.
Continue to like him, certainly, in Texas. If you know George Bush, and certainly, you know, I've known him for years, covered him for years, it makes sense that he wants to just shut up. He really is someone who says, I don't want to opine about my opponent. He's working on his library at SMU, the Presidential Library, actively. He's writing a book that'll be out later this year. And it's funny, I saw him not long ago at a motivational speaker circuit. I'm serious, I know, it sounds like a joke, but it's not. This big speaker circuit where I think he spoke twice. I saw him in Fort Worth where he talked about being the president and was self-effacing and got a terrific response from this crowd. It was funny because on the same day, there were two other speakers. One of them told you how you're going to make a lot of money using his program for buying up foreclosed houses. Mm-hmm. The other how to make a lot of money on the stock market, which is a wreck. And it occurred to me as I was watching this, if it wasn't for George W. Bush, the other guys wouldn't have a job. You know, to take advantage of how awful everything is.
Good point. Good point. Well, we've actually been very complimentary of him since he left office because, you know, he's doing what we sort of thought a president should do, is just kind of, you know, go away, go enjoy retirement, pick up a couple of speaking gigs. There's no point in running around like Dick Cheney is and you know, lobbing firebombs at people. So
it really is Bush's, you know, there are people who hate George Bush. And I know that, but that really is Bush's demeanor. That is who he is. To say, you know, I don't want it. Now that I'm out, fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start criticizing the press. I'm not going to do this.
Well,
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, we'll be watching today to see what happens. That's for sure. Wayne Slater. One final thing. If you had to make a prediction, and I know that people like you hate having to do these types of things, but if you had to make a prediction of how we think today is going to play out, what do you think we're going to see?
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I'm wrong more often than I'm right. I think that Rick Perry, even though he has kind of a modest popularity, not great popularity, has run a race in this anti-Tea Party, or this Tea Party wave. He's riding the wave. I think he will win, beating his opponents without a runoff, and will face the former Houston mayor for what really will be a pretty darn good race in Texas for governor in the fall.
We'll be watching. We'll be watching. Your prediction is Rick Perry. All right. Wayne, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Wayne Slater from the Dallas Morning News, their senior political writer. I mean it. Nobody knows more about Texas politics than Wayne. I appreciate him joining us. It's Peter Ogburn in for Bill Press. We'll be right back after this.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Daddy, I love you very much, and I wish you would stop smoking. I want you to be at my wedding when I grow up. I don't want you to get sick or go away forever. Please, Daddy, don't smoke.
Isn't she worth it?
If you're ready to make that giant step, then you need Smoker Savior, a rechargeable electronic device that's so realistic you can actually blow smoke rings. But it's not harmful secondhand smoke. It's only water vapor, and you can have the Smoker Savior, $130 value, for free. That's right, free. No tobacco, no tar, no stained teeth, no smell. Clothes, no ashtray, no lighters, and no more guilt. In fact, over time, you'll save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And you can have the Smoker Savior for free. This is a limited time offer. The Smoker Savior looks real, tastes real, smokes real, and it really satisfies. So grab a pen and get ready to write down this life-changing number.
Please, Daddy.
Call 1-800-918-9501. 1-800-918-9501. Do it for you, do it for your family, and for a limited time, do it for free. Call 1-800-918-9501. That's 1-800-918-9501.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8972. That's 800-210-8972. Call 800-210-8972 now.
Hey.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
This is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott, and proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for free consult. Support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
There once was a time when you could sleep in, when the only shoes you tied were your own, when you didn't have to check to know nothing's hiding under the bed, when going out to dinner was called a date, not a special occasion. You don't have to wait 9 months. Parenthood is here.
I'm 34. I want a baby.
Oh, okay, how about a compromise? 5 years, tops.
I'll give you three.
Fine.
Seriously, maybe you'll have a baby with me in 3 years. Oh, my God, I love you.
Okay. Oh.
The new series on NBC from producers Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, and Jason Cato. Parenthood, tonight at 10, 9 Central.
Lois here. Join me at Invesco Field on March 6th for Mile High Miracles, a celebration of the 1977 Denver Broncos and their trip to Denver's first Super Bowl. Enjoy a cocktail party, silent auction, and dinner. Proceeds benefit Danny's Foundation. Purchase tickets at 850KOA.com.
So for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Bill Press Show.
27 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today. We played this audio a couple of times today, and I cannot get enough of it. This jackass, Jim Bunning, senator from Kentucky, he has single-handedly killed extending unemployment benefits to federal workers. 400,000 people now without jobs, without unemployment benefits, thanks to this one lone Republican wolf. Even the other Republicans can't defend him. So when reporters went after to try and get him to answer as to why he's doing this, he's getting into a Senate elevator, and you'll hear as one reporter comes running up to him to ask the question. Listen to how Bunning responds.
So we just wanted to ask you...
Excuse me, this is a senator-only elevator.
Can I come on the elevator?
No, you may not. No.
Can you tell us why you're blocking this vote?
I already did. Explain it.
Well, what is the issue? And are you concerned about these people who are unemployed?
I've got to go to the floor.
Senator, can you just explain to us why you're holding this up? I'm sure you have an explanation.
Excuse me.
Listen to him.
Are you concerned about those that are going to lose their benefits?
What an arrogant ass. Can you explain why? I already did. Well, can we just ask you another question? Excuse me. This is my elevator. No. How dare you try and hold me accountable? Jim Bunning, there you go. Kentucky's finest. It's Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. Stay tuned.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I'm Corey, a customer service agent at LifeLock, with a true story about a California couple who were victims of identity theft. The husband said he thought about LifeLock even before the thieves broke into their car and used their credit cards to buy several TVs. But when asked why he hadn't signed up earlier, he said two things held them back. First, he wondered if LifeLock protection was expensive. And second, he was busy and thought signing up would take too much time. Let's set the record straight. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help deter it is so low? And about it being time-consuming to set up, it's a five-minute call. You only need your Social Security number to get started. Just answer a few easy questions, and we will take it from there.
The call takes just minutes, so order now and mention Radio 30 to receive 10% off your annual LifeLock enrollment and get 30 days free. Visit LifeLock.com or call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. 800-983-0552.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text SPEAKUP to 411-247.
This is the sound of Corpse Breath, my favorite band, as heard from outside the club, where they're playing a sold-out show for which I have no tickets. Despite searching online for any hint of just such a show, I found out too late.
Sold out.
Even Corpse Breath can't cheer me up right now.
Yahoo Search delivers videos, fan sites, and tracks by your favorite bands. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time, I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo! Insulating the Governor's Mansion, and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers, and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in accounting, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with GEICO.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217.
Celebrate the 1977 Denver Broncos and their trip to Denver's first Super Bowl at Mile High Miracles, March 6th at Invesco Field. Enjoy a cocktail party, silent auction, and dinner. Proceeds benefit Danny's Foundation.
Get your tickets on the community calendar page at am760.net.
Listen to AM760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
Show. This is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in today. Tuesday, March 2nd. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Bill's going to be back on Thursday. I will be back tomorrow if the Craig don't rise. So I appreciate you staying tuned. As angry as I might make you, I still appreciate you tuning in. 866-55-PRESS is our phone number. Website is BillPressShow.com to send us an email or to buy yourself a podcast account. And joining us now is Congresswoman Allison Schwartz from Pennsylvania to talk about health care. Congresswoman, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks. The snow's melting, so there's hope of spring.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Pennsylvania got hit this time around. Here in D.C., we got, you know, a couple weeks ago, we got the snowpocalypse or the Chernobyl. And and then Pennsylvania got hit this past weekend. How's everything up there?
Not too bad. It actually went, we're getting used to 4, 5, 6 inches. Piece of cake. No problem.
You know, it's amazing the type of winter that we've had when we can say 6 inches, not that bad.
Normally six inches
is pretty bad. Well, healthcare is certainly the topic. We got word from Robert Gibbs yesterday that reconciliation, if that's what you want to call it, or basically a majority vote, is going to take place on healthcare. Is that the latest?
Well, it's been something we've been talking about for a while, but I think is, just to make it clear, and again, I think process is important to us in Congress about how we figure out how we're going to get things done. But I think for the American people, the real issue is, are we going to pass a bill that's going to address their concerns, which is the cost of health coverage and the adequacy of health coverage and the security around health coverage? And I hope that's ultimately the question that we're dealing with and that the American people will be dealing with. But, yes, we're finding a way forward, and that's what we're going to do. Just to discuss process for one moment, I'll say the major part of the health care legislation is going to be done through regular legislation. The Senate passed a bill. I think the way forward for us in the House is to pass that Senate bill with some modifications, changes that we think are important that will be done through a majority vote.
What kind of changes do you think that the American people will see in that bill?
What we are going to make, some of the changes we're going to make is to make sure that the subsidies, the affordability credit for working middle-income folks who really, you know, are making $40,000, $50,000 a year, who really simply can't afford health coverage of $10,000 or $15,000 a year, that they're going to get some subsidy from the federal government to buy private health insurance. We think that the that they need to be strengthened some. So we're going to make some changes in that. We're also going to make sure that the federal-state share on the expansion of Medicaid for poorest Americans is fair. We're going to get rid of that Nebraska special
The Cornhusker kickback. The Cornhusker kickback.
I'm pretty careful about this, but anyway, Nebraska, where they actually got a little better, you got a little more money from the federal government than any other state. We're going to make sure that that is fair and equitable across the country. Those are a couple examples.
One thing I didn't hear is the public option.
The public option was not in the Senate bill, as you know. It was in the House bill. I supported the public option. And as we've always talked about this, I mean, the issue for many of us who were supporting the public option was to make sure that there were choice and competition in the private sector. So as people buy insurance, we would be sure that there would be some choices and potentially a more affordable choice for Americans. It doesn't look like that's going to get in the bill. But what we're doing certainly is, I was going to say instead, but that's not quite right. We're doing some of it anyway, which is to make sure that there are the kind of federal rules and regulations for the insurance products that can be sold, to really make sure that they are fairly priced, that they meet the new consumer protections, no pre-existing condition exclusions, making sure the insurance companies don't look back and find a reason to exclude coverage, that you'll be able to compare, you know, one package to another because it's going to be at least a basic set of benefits. So we're going to get some pretty strong oversight and accountability at the federal level and at the state level for the insurance industry and the insurance products that they're selling.
Yeah. The public option has been such a sticking point for progressives. And we just saw yesterday more senators have signed on to support the public option through reconciliation. What is your message to progressives, particularly voters, the base, about, not to say that there's an excuse, I guess, but I mean, if you had to say it's going to be fine without the public option, what would you tell the progressives in America?
Well, first, I say that this is, you know, we came to a common ground compromise, and this is a very moderate proposal. But what I would also say, not to just progressives, but to all Americans, is that when we get this done, it will be a remarkable moment for Americans. And all of those who have been fighting for us to take action, to move ahead, to finally say to Americans, that it is time for us to figure out a way that every American has access to buy insurance that is meaningful, secure, covers the, you know, benefits that really matter to all of us, that have real protections going forward. This is a remarkable moment for all Americans. And those who have been fighting and encouraging us to move ahead and find this uniquely American way forward, I give them a great deal of credit for pushing and helping us get this done. It's a very proud moment for everyone who's been fighting for health care coverage for all Americans for many, many years now, and certainly intensely for the last year. I thank them for their energy, their effort, and their consistency in helping us fight to get this done.
Well, we were all watching last week the big health care summit with Republicans and Democrats and the president right in the middle of it all, going over the different health care plans and ideas. And one of the things that we knew wouldn't happen or sort of expected wouldn't happen is a major kumbaya moment where someone finally sees the light on the legislation. But what's sort of the vibe now? Is the president willing to take any Republican ideas, or are Republicans willing to concede any of to Democrats on anything with health care, or where are we post-summit?
Well, post-summit, I think what we heard from both, well, we heard from the president is, this isn't the first conversation that the president has had, in a very long and intense and detailed conversation about health care reform going forward and insurance reform. I think what the president made absolutely clear, as did the Republicans, is that they like a lot of what's in this bill. I mean, you could almost call it a bipartisan bill, but as was made very clear by the Republicans at the end of that summit is, they are not voting for it, you know, no matter what. You know, this is not, they've made a political calculation it is better for them not to vote for it. And ideologically, there certainly are some Republicans who say simply they don't want to provide the kind of support that helps enable Americans to get insurance. And they believe it is, they don't believe in some of these consumer protections, or at least, you know, maybe they say so, but they don't really want to see us make, you know, have these very strong oversight and accountability for the insurance industry, nor do they want to spend the kind of dollars that will help enable us to ensure that all Americans, partly with their own dollars, with some help from the government, can actually buy insurance. So we got a big no from the Republicans at the end of that summit. But I think what we should also understand that was the end of many, many, many conversations. The president, the White House, certain members of Congress, and most certainly the Senate, reached out, spent months and months and months trying to find a way forward to get some Republican cooperation on this legislation. At the end of the day, certainly in the House, they've said no. The Senate, I guess there still is some hope that some of the Republicans might look at this and say, you know, they actually did everything that I wanted them to do, and I'm going to vote for it. I don't see that happening, but of course, it's hard not to be in this business without some sense of hope.
Yeah.
I think it would be better for the American people if we actually did get some Republican support, for them to be able to feel like it was really worked out with them. But we really brought in a lot of, a lot of compromise.
Yeah.
And they still said no at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So we had to get it done anyway.
Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
We have to take up the responsibility. This is a moment for us to act really responsibly. We're going to bring down the federal debt, the annual deficit of this country. If we're going to really bring down premiums that are unsustainable for our families, and if we're going to help our businesses be economically competitive, we cannot allow the status quo to continue.
Congresswoman Allison Schwartz, I really appreciate you joining me. It's the Bill Press Show, Peter Ogburn sitting in, and Congresswoman, you're welcome back anytime.
Okay, good to talk to you. Have a good day.
All right, take care. 43 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that vaccination is the most important thing you can do to protect you and your family from H1N1. Walgreens is here to help you have a healthy new year. H1N1 vaccinations are now available every day at all 7,000 locations nationwide for $18. So stop in today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccines subject to availability and may be covered by your insurance. Federal, state, age, and health condition-related restrictions may apply. See pharmacy or visit walgreens.com/flu for details.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have a lot to keep track of. You have a drawer with bank statements, a folder with some sales spreadsheets, some invoices here, expenses over there, and some customer contact info in the pocket of the jacket you wore last Tuesday. There's a better way. Get all your business information together with Intuit QuickBooks Online. It easily organizes your entire business in one place. See all your invoices, compare monthly expenses, or see your customers' phone numbers and sales history with a click. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
Go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Stop the breakage. Restore dry, brittle, damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I can't remember the last time I could brush my hair without having to clean the brush at least twice during the process. Ovation is not high enough praise. Standing Ovation, 21-minute salute, blue angels fly over. That's more like it.
For healthier hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy. Therapy is so good, it's guaranteed.
I'm very pleased with Ovation. Your money-back guarantee got me to try it. My hair is much shinier, softer, and fuller looking. My stylist can really see the difference. My hair is so healthy. I can continue with perms and color. Ovation, for my money, you're the real deal.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results, guaranteed. Ovation works.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
From pop culture to politics. Oh, yeah. All that other crap in between. This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show. 46 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. Tuesday, March 2nd. Well, last night was the night that dozens of people have been waiting for Jay Leno's return to late night. Not exactly triumphant return. He's coming back to late night on The Tonight Show. He made his, I don't want to say he made his debut last night because he's done this before.
He returned.
He came back to The Tonight Show and he starts off with this zinger.
On the gold medal winners, Olympics here, Lindsey Vonn on the show tonight. Wow, she was amazing. Did you see her?
Pretty amazing. Great.
When it comes to going downhill, nobody's faster. Okay, except NBC.
That's pretty good. Come on.
It's Leno funny. It's Leno funny. He also remarked about who all might be watching.
Get me home, Kev. I'm Jay Leno, your host, at least for a while. So. Got to admit, I'm a little bit nervous. Not because it's my first night back, because I know Dave and Oprah are watching.
That's right.
I didn't watch. Was he in his original studio or the
I'm
going
to be
studio?
Honest. I didn't watch. In fact, it's tough for me to even listen to these clips. Like, I would rather listen to.
Well, whatever producer may have pulled the audio, maybe didn't listen to the entire monologue.
I didn't hear the entire monologue. Because Jay Leno's not funny.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not funny. He's Leno funny. Let me tell you a true story about Jay Leno. Jay Leno used to be a funny guy. He used to be funny. He used to be creative. He used to come up with funny jokes. He used to tour a lot and tell jokes. And then he started phoning it in and telling not funny jokes.
They wouldn't put him on TV if he wasn't.
Yeah, because the American people would never go for something that's not innovative and creative and pushing the edge. No. Most Americans like to be intellectually stimulated, Dan. No, they would never do that. That's why Nickelback is selling albums. Yes, because we have such great taste in music. Yeah. No, he sells a lot because there are some, you know, frankly, some people who don't necessarily get comedy. I mean, these are jokes that, like, your dumb coworker would tell you. And Jay Leno steals material. He openly and tells people he steals other people's material. Now, why would you reward that behavior?
I don't know.
Exactly. Great. What a defense. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I've always just really enjoyed him. I always get a good laugh about it when I watch his show. I think
Conan I did when I was 10.
I still do now. And I think if Conan was funnier and appealed to more people, he would have, you know, he would have done great.
The Conan thing is just a debacle. And I'm not trying to defend Conan and say that Conan... I think Conan is a funnier guy than Jay Leno.
Right.
But I think that the whole thing was a total debacle, the way that all played out. So I'm not going to get into that. But I'm talking about Jay Leno. You know, look... I think he's going to do just fine back in the 11:30 slot. His ratings are going to be up because he was back last night, and he's just going to slowly start to pick back up over the Letterman audience.
Well, he's got like an army of writers as well. He doesn't do his own stuff.
Stealing material from people.
Precisely. They just scour the place to find other people's material, cut, copy, and paste. And so he's got like a political speechwriter doing jokes for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who's good? Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson is actually a pretty funny guy.
Why? Because he's British?
Yeah, he's Scottish.
He's Scottish.
And in fact, he's American now.
Yeah.
He's become an American.
Right. He did become, that's right.
So I've seen Craig Ferguson before he was here, and he used to do stand-up in Britain.
Is that right?
And other shows. And he is a fantastic stand-up.
He's a funny guy.
He used to have like his own show on the BBC. Just his own comedy show called The Ferguson Theory, which was amazingly funny. And you can tell from, like, the way that he performs now to the way that he performed then, he's still doing his own stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm okay with it. Dan, stop reading your phone over there. We're doing a radio show, for God's sake.
I'm here. I'm following news and tweets.
I'm trying to teach you something here, Dan. I'm trying to teach you something. You're over there reading your phone.
I actually just saw something very cool.
What did you see? Oh, I bet you this is just going to be fascinating.
You know the caveman from the Geico commercials?
Yes, I do.
Right now, at this very second in time, filming a commercial in front of the White House.
All right. You know what?
That's on a segue.
All right. That's actually somewhat interesting. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I
find it somewhat interesting. I'd rather you pay attention to the show than dicking around on your phone over there.
If news breaks, I gotta be on it.
That's breaking news.
Thanks to Mark Noller for that one.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. By the way, this is an interesting story that a lot of you might actually find helpful. We've all seen the free creditreport.com commercials.
Ooh,
the jingles are stuck in our heads. Guess what? Those commercials are illegal. They are now illegal. You will not see them anymore. It's not going to be until September, but it's false advertising.
Really?
And I've been saying this for a long time. You'd believe it. It's actually true. They're not going to be right.
My prayers have been answered.
That's what you pray about.
No more of these bloody commercials.
They are the worst commercials on TV, and they get stuck in your head, and they're just horrible. But and I've been saying this for a long time. They're not truthful.
It's not a free credit report.
If you go to freecreditreport.com, you have to sign in and give them your credit card account, and then they give you access to some of your credit data until the $14.95 per month credit monitoring service kicks in. Then you get access to everything, and then they charge you $15 a month. So explain the free part of that to me. So the latest credit card credit legislation that went into law goes after these kind of guys. They are able to run the commercials, but they have to say in their spots that, quote, this is not a free credit report provided by federal law. So they have to lose the whole free credit report thing. For those of you that want to get your credit checked, annualcreditreport.com, www.annualcreditreport.com is your website. That's what I've been using for years. And you don't go to freecreditreport.com because it's a scam. It's not free. So
is that one free?
Annualcreditreport.com is free. Only they don't have the money to advertise because they're not charging their customers like freecreditreport.com. So I find that interesting. If you're looking for your credit report, don't go to freecreditreport.com. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. We'll be right back.
Official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
So, what would you do if you were Miss Northern Hemisphere?
If I could change one thing in the world, I would build lots of La Quinta Inns and Suites. They would have new, inviting lobbies and thousands of new, refreshing rooms. They'd be even better than before.
But La Quinta already did that.
I love La Quinta and clouds.
Wake up
Life on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
Today, do something different. Shake things up. Take a new route to work. Get out of your comfort zone, because that's when things get interesting. Remember, people who are too busy trying to avoid making mistakes never make much of anything else either. Office Max has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. Office Max. Work with us.
Buy one, get one 50% off on all Office Max labels and Office Max file storage boxes. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
It's me, Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV Package, and you're going to love the price. $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
I'm Jody Kelly, Vice President for the Business Software Alliance, also known as BSA. Did you know that pirated or unlicensed software can open the door to hackers and cybercriminals? Stolen or pirated software, much of it downloaded or purchased over the Internet, can contain malicious code that can jeopardize your files or allow outsiders access to your computer without you even knowing it. Think of all the sensitive files on your computer: company financials, bank statements, pictures of your kids, social security numbers. Then ask yourself, what could a criminal do with this information? Keep your computer and your data safe. Use only licensed, legal software purchased from a trusted source. It will protect you and your business. Visit BSA.org to find out how you can protect your company's software. That's BSA.org. And if you know of instances of illegal software usage, please report it confidentially at nopiracy.com.
Mornings at 7, Mario afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill for one final minute. I'll be back tomorrow if the creek don't rise. And by the way, we'll have some interesting news tomorrow. The U.S. Postal Service is going to be releasing projections today of how they're going to move forward. The Postal Service, listen to this. Their last fiscal year, they experienced a 13% drop in mail volume and lost more than $3.8 billion.
Oof.
So they're going to announce, quote, significant changes today in the way that the mail is delivered here in the United States. And a lot of people are suspecting that they're going to implement something they've not been threatening, but have been kicking around for a long time, dropping mail on Saturdays. They're going to stop delivering your mail on Saturdays. So it's just a Monday through Friday delivery.
What happened through snow, sleet, rain, or wind?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Snow, sleet, rain, wind are the greatest economic situations since the Great Depression. That's what their new slogan on it. But anyway, we're going to see what happens there. We'll get your thoughts on that tomorrow. Also, Congressman Ron Kind will be joining us on the show tomorrow. And who knows? We might even have a special mystery friend of Peter tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see. Come back and check us out tomorrow on the radio. Visit us at BillPressShow.com.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Downhill, nobody's faster.
Yep.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today, 303-424-1622, 303-424-1622, or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A fresh round of hearings on Toyota's safety issues begins an hour from now, and one question that may come up involves cars that have not been recalled. A new analysis by the New York Times shows that Camrys made before 2007 and not recalled are just as prone to sudden acceleration problems as later models that were called in. Auto analyst John McElroy.
Somebody's got to come up with an idea of what's to fix here, and that seems to be the problem that is preventing Toyota from going forward, is it really doesn't know what it's supposed to fix at this point.
A new CBS News poll shows that a lot of car buyers have lost faith in Toyota.
49% think that the company is hiding something. Just 27% think it's telling the entire truth.
Director of Survey Sarah Dutton says almost half the people surveyed said they're less likely to buy a Toyota than they were before all the recalls. Toyota is announcing a new recall to fix oil hoses that could leak. GM has to fix more than a million Chevy Cobalts and Pontiac G5s that could have a power steering problem. A decade can make a big difference. Steve Peserb with the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says teenage drinking and drug use have gone up for the first time since the 90s.
We see things that had really turned in the other direction, like ecstasy use, now going back up.
Chilean President Michelle Bachelet says troops, police, and a nighttime curfew have brought the post-earthquake looting in Concepcion under control. Help from other countries is on the way, but CBS's Adrian Bard in Santiago, Chile, tells us it's not nearly enough at this point.
People don't have electricity. They don't have running water. They're desperate for food. All of the normal things of daily life have been suspended, and they're waiting. And that's probably the worst part. They're just waiting for aid to get in. They're waiting for their government to tell them what they're going to do.
Secretary of State Clinton touched down in Chile a short time ago with a shipment of satellite phones the government desperately needs to help restore communications. Swallowing a bitter pill is hard enough. Remembering to swallow it can be even harder. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, or What's the Answer, Vicki?
That's one answer to the problem of people failing to take their meds on time. The glow cap, as it's called, beeps when it's time for your next dose and then follows up with texts and phone messages. Many medicines for chronic conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes don't work because patients fail to take them. So, the Wall Street Journal reports, drug companies are coming up with high-tech solutions based on a very low-tech human activity, nagging. Frank?
A member of the Maine legislature is pushing a bill that would require a new accessory on cell phones.
It's a warning label, and it has a graphic on it that shows the skull of a five-year-old and the penetration of the radiation plume into that skull.
State Representative Andrea Boland says cell phone radiation can adversely affect pregnant women and children. The industry says that's not true. Scientists say they're just not sure. S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, who is beginning to hear things
about service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, what I hear is this. These people work hard. They also work smart. They get a lot of training from Ford and have a lot of natural ability on their own. Look, when you need to get something done on your car, isn't that who you want working on it? It seems like a no-brainer to me.
I hear you, Mike.
I wasn't talking to you.
Right. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. For special offers, visit GenuineService.com.
No-brainer.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have all your business info at your desk, which is fine, except for the fact that you're out on jobs, you're getting supplies, you're out getting customers. In fact, the one place you're probably not is at your desk. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online is made for you. It makes it easy to access invoices, sales records, and customer info from virtually anywhere, even with a compatible mobile device. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you run your business from wherever you are. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Two Colorado state senators are pushing a temporary solution to weekend traffic backups on I-70. Chris Romer of Denver and Dan Gibbs of Silverthorne want to use movable barriers to temporarily add an eastbound lane on weekend afternoons when the highway is jammed with people returning from the mountains. Can your deodorant or shampoo give you cancer? That's the question before lawmakers at the state capitol. The bill being debated would ban 15 ingredients in personal health care products and cosmetics. Mike Thompson's with the Personal Care Products Council.
The notion that cosmetics are linked to cancer or any other disease is totally unsubstantiated and without serious scientific merit.
But Representative Diana Primavera says coal tar, arsenic, and formaldehyde are linked to cancer and birth defects. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 really starting to load up after 120th as you're making your way towards 84th. Southbound I-25 also a busy ride as you're trying to make your way underneath the bridges. We've got a crash that occurred right around Washington. Auto versus pedestrian accident. Colfax and Broadway. Now they've just loaded up that pedestrian into the ambulance, but you could find some activity at that busy intersection. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 54, 55 degrees. Currently, it's already 28. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Chevy Truck Month with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every full-size pickup. And they come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Whichever comes first. Length of contract limited. Not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st.
So what are your main business goals this year? To increase sales and control expenses? Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow. 706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm having this kind of week. Really. I'm having a this kind of week.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Yeah, I'm having one of those weeks. And so is Barack Obama, by the way. I don't know if you saw the stories on the wire that say his doctors, according to his medical report, his doctors want him to continue trying to quit smoking and to moderate his drinking. That's the word in the in his healthcare report, to continue moderating his drinking. And it looks like he picked the wrong week to quit all that. It looks like he picked the wrong job to quit all that. Pretty interesting story about his, although he is in tip-top health conditions. So I'm having one of those weeks. I don't know about you, although it is nice that it's starting to get lighter earlier here. I love that. I'm having one of those weeks struggling with a chapter that I'm working on, but we got a great show for you nonetheless. At 7:20, we're going to be joined by the creator of Anchorman. That's right, and also the creator of the website Funny or Die, Adam McKay, to talk about his latest projects, what he's working on. He works closely with Will Ferrell, so we're going to check in with him.
Will you ask him about Eastbound and Down?
Yeah, because you should ask him about Eastbound
and
Down.
Oh, man, Eastbound and Down is probably one of my most favorite series of all time. I hope they do season two.
Yeah, well, you should ask him that.
Gosh.
You should ask him if they're going to do that.
Like, season one, it was only like 6 episodes. And I've been like hanging in the lurch ever since.
Yeah, well, make sure to ask him that. And he's been they're working on an action comedy with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg that deals with political corruption. I'm told. So we're going to check in with him at 7:20.
Did you see that they possible Anchorman 2 as well?
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I don't want them to ruin it. Because Anchorman was so good, and actually what I'm going to talk to him about is, you know, if you actually look at Will Ferrell's humor, and especially the Anchorman in particular, there's a political undercurrent to Anchorman. I mean, Anchorman is really a nasty critique on the media. It's really a biting critique.
And I tell you what, it's not really unlike most newsrooms.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying, right. That's exactly right. I know. It hits close to home.
Correct.
It totally hits close to home. Then at 8, we're going to check in with New York University professor Tony Thompson. He is one of the nation's leading experts on criminal justice reform. And we're going to talk to him about what's going on here in Colorado on criminal justice reform, get his take, see if he thinks what we're doing is the right thing. Then at 9, we'll check in with Media Matters on the latest in the right-wing media. We got some incredibly grotesque clips from Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the like. And then at 9:30, David Nywert, speaking of Glenn Beck, he is the author of the new book, The Eliminationists, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. So we'll talk to him at 9:30. And as you know, today, I hope you know, if you're a regular listener to this show, today is Time Warp Tuesday. That's right. We're going to be giving away a signed book. Are we giving away a signed book, or are we giving away more tickets to the Hartman event?
We are giving away tickets to the Hartman event.
Separately.
Separately.
Gotcha.
That'll be named at 7:45.
Right.
That'll be before our break, before we talk to Michael Spear.
Got it.
And that's 7:45. We'll name that name for a pair of tickets
and
to
then
the
we'll
Hartman
do Time Warp
event.
Tuesday.
And then we'll do Time Warp Tuesday, and the winner of that gets a signed autograph book by you, as well as a gift card from Qdoba, $20 gift card.
Okay, so
that's
so,
our prize package today for the Time Warp Tuesday.
All right, so at 7:45 we're going to be announcing the winner of tickets, a couple tickets to my event with Tom Hartman on Friday at the Tattered Cover. If you want tickets, go to am760.net on the front page, register. We're going to be giving them away every day this week at 7:45. The event right now is sold out, and then at 7:50. We're going to do our Time Warp Tuesday, and just to let you know what the genre is this week, it is famous montages. Montages were a big thing back in the 80s, so we got three famous montages. You'll be asked to name them. First person who nails it will win the signed book and the Qdoba gift certificate. I caught yesterday on the news. There's a lot of news out there about marijuana today. And I caught yesterday, it was last night on 9 News, the headline was, authorities, two children injured in homes with marijuana grows, the father of an 11-year-old who shot himself in the foot while at home alone with a .22 caliber pistol left on the kitchen counter, told 9 News he didn't leave his son armed to protect his marijuana growing operation. And this goes into, I think, there's a 10-month-old, I'm sorry, I'm reading down here. Commerce City Police arrested the boy's parents Monday. They said that their 10-month-old twins have been removed from the home. I guess the 10-month-old in Commerce City overdosed on marijuana edibles and had to be taken to Children's Hospital. So what a total mess in Commerce City. And what bothers me about this story, right, and Turk and I were talking about this beforehand, what bothers me about this story, obviously you've got, at least from the looks of the story, unbelievably negligent parents. I mean, what are you doing leaving an 11-month-old anywhere near edible marijuana products? That's just idiotic. But I think the sensationalism with this story is also pretty incredible. I mean, you don't see at the top of the news the story when a kid accidentally gets into the medicine cabinet and drinks the cough syrup and has to go to Children's Hospital for an overdose on cough syrup. And what you see is, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago with Eli Stokels of Fox 31, anything that relates to marijuana, anything that at all that relates to marijuana is automatically and instantaneously sensationalized. I mean, this led the top of the local news last night. And I just, you know, my column coming up this week is all about how the media frames things and how which topics they choose and which topics they don't. And it just, when I see a story like this, obviously, again, the first thing I think about is how negligent can some parents be? And then the second thing I think is, why aren't I hearing about every single other kid who shows up at Children's Hospital having drank the cough syrup, or having, you know, accidentally got into the bleach, right, and or the laundry detergent, right? I mean, it's not that it's a good thing for a kid to overdose on THC. I'm not saying that's a good thing. My point here is, though, is that there's no equivalence. Anything to do with marijuana, anything at all, gets blown way out of proportion. And I just think it's like, you know, we can't have an honest discussion about drug policy reform if you have a story on the news that makes it seem like a Colorado state emergency when a kid overdoses, gets into his parents' grow house and overdoses on marijuana. And Turk made that point this morning. I think it's a pretty good point. It's a pretty good point. There's also this story, speaking of marijuana, in the Denver Post that we reported on it earlier, and now the Post is belatedly coming to it, that marijuana prosecutions for possession, are up. Denver's voter initiative does little to curb marijuana citations. The Post reporting that despite the ballot initiative that we passed in Denver, the cops are still busting people pretty aggressively for pot. We'll get into that story, and we'll get into another story. Our good friend Sean Page, the arch-conservative Colorado Springs City Council person, he now is in a scuffle with a district attorney down in Colorado Springs over the marijuana issue. We'll get into that. We'll get into this Denver Post story about prosecutions being up here in Denver on marijuana possession. Also, later on in the show, should the Colorado State Legislature, by law, warrant that kids wear helmets when they ride their bikes? We'll talk about that. It made some noise yesterday at the legislature. All that. But up next, the creator of Anchorman in the AM760 Progressive Dojo, Adam McKay. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, good morning, Dave. We do see some stop and go due to an earlier accident. Eastbound I-70 from Brighton Boulevard up to about Steel Street. They have moved that accident, but still a little heavy there. Westbound is also struggling from around Vasquez down to Brighton as well. Eastbound 6th Avenue stacking up Wadsworth to Sheridan. Same deal on 25 southbound side leaving North Glen. Also heavy after I-70. Got a crash, too. Southbound I-25 near Washington. Small delays, though. Nothing really going on there. Also crashes at Evans in Colorado and a three-car crash at 2nd in Colorado. Forecast sunny with a high of 53. Tomorrow looking really good, too. Partly cloudy and breezy, but still warm with a high of 55. Currently 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
So here's a new idea. What this country needs right now is a new bailout, right? Let's put a new tax on something and then send money to people who don't really need it. That'll work. This time, they want to put a new tax on every song played on the radio. And who gets a pile of money? Hundreds of millions of dollars? Giant record companies, most of which are in foreign countries. We'll pay all the money, and they'll keep gobs of it. Great. It's a bad idea. It could bankrupt local radio stations. But like a lot of bad ideas, it will happen, unless we tell our members of Congress to stop it. Join us. Go to www.noperformancetax.org. That's noperformancetax.org. Tell your members of Congress to stop the radio performance tax. That's why the National Association of Broadcasters and this radio station are airing this message. Stop the radio tax.
Parenthood is a learning experience. You learn new words like swaddling, bassinet, and onesie. You learn real quick why the twos are terrible, and the teens are not too easy either. And you learn that Grandpa doesn't always give your seven-year-old good advice.
If somebody gets up in your grill, you gotta shove them back. You gotta get tough. Kick some ass.
Can you just take it down by about half?
Parenthood is here. The premiere of the new series on NBC. From producers Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, and Jason Kadam. Parenthood, tonight at 10, 9 central.
5 on Orchard Road. Again, that's 5:30 to 7 on Wednesday at the Daz Bog in the Doubletree, west of I-25 on Orchard Road. Space is limited. It's free. Call 720-222-0689, 720-222-0689 to reserve your spot. This Wednesday, drop by any time between 5:30 and 7. Stacy can get you pre-qualified for free. Again, the number 720-222-0689 for Stacy Dowling at UMax Mortgage. And as I said, I encourage you, ask her any questions you want. She wants to be asked the tough questions, and you need to be asking the tough questions. She's the person who can answer them for you. Stacy Dowling is licensed in the state of Colorado, MB10018216. UMax Mortgage, again, the number 720-222-0689. This Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Tell her Sirota sent you.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites with free high-speed internet, free breakfast, and a comfy bed. With thousands of new rooms, La Quinta is even better than before. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe, but when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, do guns and alcohol mix? Should you be able to walk into a bar with a loaded gun? Should you be able to carry a loaded gun into a homeless shelter or leave one in your locked car? Should you be able to buy more than one gun a month? These are some of the laws just passed in Virginia last week, thanks to right-wing fear-mongering that Obama is coming to get your gun. It's going to be a rumble when Larry Pratt joins me from Gun Owners of America.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
.721 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is a clear day going up into the 50s. Finally, some sun, which is fantastic. Joining us now, and I'll introduce him this way.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Joining us now is the creator, the writer of and creator of Anchorman, and a guy I got to know through the Huffington Post, Adam McKay. He originally auditioned for Saturday Night Live to be an on-screen performer, but he soon got into script writing. He has written Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers. Again, since March 2005, he's been a contributing blogger at the Huffington Post. He has made a little bit of news in the Hollywood industry about his interest in potentially making an Anchorman 2. We're going to talk to him about that. And he has also worked on the show as John Turk, the producer here, was excited to learn on Eastbound and Down. And he also co-wrote with Will Ferrell the Broadway show You're Welcome, America, A Final Night with George W. Bush. And Adam McKay is currently directing the upcoming 2010 action comedy, The Other Guys, starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Adam, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, David, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, I'm a huge fan, and I know a lot of the listeners to this show are a huge fan. Tell us, before we get into Anchorman and whether you're going to do a sequel, tell us exactly what you're working on now and why you're working. I mean, what relevance it has to what we're going through in the country right now.
Well, you know, we're working on a movie called The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, as you said, also Ava Mendez and Michael Keaton and a bunch of really great actors in it. Steve Coogan is one of my favorites. And it's basically, the idea we had was that we wanted to recreate the cop buddy genre. And sort of what spurred it on was that old crime as we know it doesn't really have the same kind of relevance after, you know, you see banks steal trillions of dollars and you see Bernie Madoff steal $70 billion. We sort of laughed about the idea of you know, who cares about, you know, I mean, obviously it still matters to some degree, but about drug dealers and prostitutes and secret smugglers, and it all of a sudden looked really quaint and sort of old school. So the idea is these are the cops, the other guys, the guys who aren't the heroes, who end up following these sort of giant financial scandals. And it's pretty cool, I got to say. It's by far the biggest movie we've done. I mean, there's insane action in it. But there's also, you know, cameos by Derek Jeter, you know, talking about how, you know, corporations have bought our media. And,
well, I was going to ask you that. In terms of comedy writing and in terms of Hollywood, has the shift in the country over the last 2 years? I mean, there are all these new issues that as you allude to, that are now front and center. Crime, when we think of, I think when a lot of people now think of crime, they think of as you mentioned, you know, of Wall Streeters ripping people off. I mean, sure, you had that in, and Oliver Stone went looked at that in Wall Street. But has there been kind of a tectonic shift in what Hollywood is going to be reflecting back to us because the times have changed?
Well, I don't think it's fully happened yet. I think you still see the news still leads with stories of, you know, person-on-person crime and guns and stuff like that, because it's still, to this day, I don't think the white-collar stuff has that gut sort of, you know, tingles up your spine sort of reaction for most people. I think a lot of people are starting to learn. So I don't think the shift has fully happened, and that's why we were excited to do this. But yeah, it's amazing that people get so riled up about a dude going into a 7-Eleven with a, you know, squirt gun and saying, give me $70. But yet you don't see that same sort of thing about, you know, Goldman Sachs or AIG stealing trillions of dollars and ripping off entire countries.
It is amazing. And I think I'm not sure how to explain it. Your humor, the work that you've done, I see it as, I mean, and I wonder if you do. Do you see it as political humor? Because I think, we were just talking before you came on, and I mentioned that Anchorman, for instance, I wouldn't call Anchorman political, but I would say, I mean, it's a pretty biting criticism of the media. I mean, it's really, there's a message in there that sort of says the media is a joke.
Well, I would say, I honestly, without any exaggeration, and by the way, I don't really consider myself a liberal in the sense that I consider myself a fairly moderate guy, as I do people like yourself and Tom Hartman, that we're responding to kind of an insane system. So when it comes to the media, the news, I would say at this point we don't even have a news anymore. And that was sort of the joke of that movie, was just how it's all, you know, vanity and how your hair looks and who's the lead anchor and how the ratings are. And so, yeah, I mean, it happens to be really sad and dangerous and at the same time hilarious. I mean, the local news has gone into some sort of, you know, schizophrenic, bizarre, wandering the side of the highway land that I can't even.
Well, I was just, I was telling you, right before you came on, I was talking about how what led our local news last night, the big exclusive, the huge exclusive story was that a kid had, quote unquote, overdosed, because he had found his parents' pot stash and ate. I'm dead serious. I'm the headline, 9 News, authorities. 2 children injured in homes with marijuana grow house. So it's anything that can get headlines. I mean, I wonder, you work with all sorts of people in Hollywood. Is it your sense that Hollywood is becoming more overtly political? I mean, there was a time just, I don't know, 5-7 years ago where it must have been difficult to really engage, especially in comedy. After 9/11, it was such a quote unquote serious time, as if right now isn't serious. But I guess I wonder, what kind of shifts have you seen in the entertainment world since, I don't know, over the last 5-7 years?
You know, it's really exciting, actually, what's been happening lately. I mean, you really have to look hard to find the exciting things in these days, but there are a few very small things. 5-7 years ago, you're absolutely right. I mean, what's great about comedy is with comedy, you can just, you know, as long as you're making people laugh, it's great, and you know, you're never that overt about your point of view. It has to be funny first and foremost. So we didn't really have too much of a problem. I mean, most of the stuff we do is pretty silly, even if there is like a point of view underneath it. But a lot of people were getting clamped down. But now, what I'm noticing is we just did a piece for Funny or Die that's going to premiere tomorrow. I can't say too much about it. It's a little bit of a big secret, but it has to do with banking reform, and it has to do with the Consumer Financial Protection Agency and just sort of getting the word out there about it. And we brought together all these different actors and comedians, and a lot of them were Republicans and Democrats and apolitical people, but that issue was just so common sense that I had, you know, some of the Republican comedians we were working with coming up going, you know, look, I voted Republican, but this is ridiculous. How do you not have a Consumer Financial Protection Agency? And once again, we're talking about silly comics, too, but yet these issues are getting so fundamental and so basic as far as right and wrong that they're going well beyond the bounds of politics now.
And that'll be on Funny or Die tomorrow.
That'll be on Funny or Die tomorrow. It's a big piece. They're doing a press release. It should be coming out. But it's all I'll tell you is it's a reunion it's a reunion. It's a big political reunion.
Awesome.
I'll tell you that.
So people should check it out, funnyordie.com, Funny or Die.
And we did it in connection with, I don't know if you know Heather Booth at all, but her group was in there. And then sure enough, what do I see that Dodd and Shelby are just gutting this?
I know. And for folks who are just tuning in who haven't heard that story, the latest on the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, we've had Congressman Ed Perlmutter on talking about how important that is. He's on the Financial Services Committee in the House. According to news reports, Chairman Chris Dodd, the Democrat in the Senate, is working with the Republican, Richard Shelby, to get rid of that independent agency bill. It's really unbelievable. Again, on the line with us.
If anyone happens to be going by the dial who considers himself a Republican or doesn't care about politics at all, this is literally so outrageous. I mean, it is like them passing a bill saying that now people can legally, inmates can carry guns in prison. Like, it's that crazy.
That is the equivalent of it in terms of Wall Street. Again, on the line with us is Adam McKay. He's the screenwriter who wrote Anchorman, among other things. He works very closely with Will Ferrell. John Turk, our producer, had a question for you about Eastbound and Down. Turk, fire away.
Well, man, I've been left in the lurch since the first season ended. Is there going to be a season two?
You know, I can tell you, I'm a producer on that show and directed one of the episodes, so I'm far enough away from the center of it that I can actually say, like, I love that show. It's one of my favorites. And as a fan, I feel the same way. Please get another one up. They are doing a second season, though. It is official. They're in the middle of writing it right now. They'll start shooting in June. And I got to tell you, the second season is insane. I've seen the storylines, and just so fantastic.
Awesome, because Kenny Powers is one of those characters where it's like he's so hateable, but he's so lovable, you know? And you thought he was really finally coming around kind of towards the end of season one?
No, never. I don't know if he's ever going to come around.
Right.
We always say he is America. I mean, he is like the roided out ex-baseball player who thinks he's king of the world, but is just going down, down, down. And yet there's something mildly charming about it when he's not hurting people.
Right.
But yeah, I'm with you, man.
What was the episode that you directed?
I directed the one where he finally got back together with April and gets his pitch back.
Right.
And, you know, all that, he hits the sign and the sparks are raining down and takes the guy's eye out, Craig Robinson's eye out.
Yep, that's a good one.
Adam, let me ask you one last question before we got to get out of here. I want to ask you, I'm curious if the situation in California, the budget situation, the crisis there, and the infrastructure crumbling there, all of the problems that the nation is dealing with are being magnified in California. Has that changed? You mentioned a kind of a changed attitude or a heightened awareness among people in the entertainment industry. Has the situation in California contributed to that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're hearing people just who don't normally talk about anything related to how we govern or how we spend our money now talking about it. By the way, I refuse to even call it politics anymore. It annoys me when people go, oh, you're into politics? I'm like, no, that's like saying, you know, if someone breaks into my house and I call the police, I'm political. Like, I'm really sick of it. And that awareness seems to be kind of spreading, that people just get it. Like, wow, they gutted the state of California. We have one of the most corrupt state legislatures in the entire country. We elected an action star as our governor, and now we're closing state parks. And
it's really sad, because California is just such a wonderful place, and it was, for years and years and years, the example of a place that that is wonderful, not just because of its natural geography, but because the state had really invested in a lot of things, a lot of wonderful things, a great higher education system, a great park system, and now it's crumbling.
It is really, really sad. And even though I say there is an awareness, still I'm going to say 8 out of 10 people don't talk about it, don't think about it. I mean, that's the scariest thing about all this. I had a friend who was a war journalist who went to Serbia when everything was going on in Milosevic, and she said that the local news had been, or not the local news, the news had been propaganda, and it had gotten to the point where the propaganda was stretched so thin that they stopped even showing the news and just showed porno films during the news slots.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding at all. That is a completely true story. And I'm waiting for the day here where we eventually just don't have local news. We just show montages of puppies. That'll be the final stage of our local news. So,
You know what? It's close. You're right. It's closer than we all think. Adam McKay, again, you can find his work, funnyordie.com. Make sure to check the website tomorrow. We'll link it on our website. Adam, it's really great to talk to you. And stay in touch. And whenever you want to, whenever you're coming out with anything new, let us know. We'd love to have you back.
David, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Raymond. I'm a huge fan. I love your stuff. And anytime.
Thanks, man. Take care. 735 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That was Adam McKay, the creator of Anchorman, funnyordie.com, also the producer of Eastbound and Down. He works very closely with Will Ferrell, a friend of the show. All right, up next, I'm going to fill you in on some local news. There's a ton of local news. Bill Ritter says he wants the Olympics in Colorado. That's right. And then why is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party in Colorado saying that the Colorado Democratic Caucus is not important? I'll fill you in on those stories after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave. Stop and go in a few spots. Southbound 225, Park Road down to the Tech Center on 25, leaving Thornton and North Glen, 120th down to 84th, again from 70 past Spear. And another small stretch, Emerson Street up to DU at University. Also still slow going eastbound and westbound I-70 between Brighton Boulevard and Vasquez. Crash, southbound I-25 near Washington. Also have them on the surface streets at Alameda and Fairmount. Three-car crash at 2nd in Colorado, Evans in Colorado, inside of another one. Traffic lights flashing red on Lucent near C-470 and Highlands Ranch Parkway, causing some problems in Highlands Ranch. Got a stall on the ramp from Federal to eastbound 36. And finally, a crash on 38th, just west of I-25. Forecast mostly sunny, mild highs in the low 50s, currently 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program will recognize more than 2,000 real kids with scholarships and prizes. Nominate a stand-up kid at kohlskids.com by March 15th.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
For over 20 years, Ovation really works.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real
results guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation is for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine. And my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone. And I do.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
7:38 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. It's about to start getting warmer and electricity costs are on the rise. It's time to look at improving your home's energy efficiency. This is one of those issues and areas where we talk about global energy issues, and it's an area where you can act locally, you can act individually. Best Way Insulation, www.bestwayinsulation.com. That's bestwayinsulation.com. They've been Colorado owned and operated since 1976. The owner, Debbie Weingart, she is extremely passionate and knowledgeable about energy efficiency and how to make your home more energy efficient. Even if you have fiberglass insulation now, your home is leaking in air through the holes in the fiberglass. Best Way specializes in a technique that packs the fiberglass down with cellulose and stops the airflow. If you've got a bedroom above a two-car garage and you're letting in as much air as a normal room would if you left a six-foot picture window wide open, and the air coming from a garage, of course, is littered with carbon dioxide and other fumes. Best Way takes a whole house approach to insulation and can handle all the rooms the other companies can't. Attics, cathedral ceilings, you name it, they can deal with it. Check the website, Best Way Insulation, to find out the latest tax incentives and government programs available. Give them a call, 303-469-0808. 303-469-0808. People are always asking, how do I contribute? How do I work on the issues that we talk about on Progressive Radio that we're working on in Progressive Politics? Start individually. Make your home more energy efficient. Best Way Insulation. Again, it's bestwayinsulation.com. Give them a call, 303-469-0808.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
I just read that over 50 million of us don't have life insurance because we don't think it's important. And I thought, well, at least I'm not alone. But it also said, if you die, your spouse is left alone trying to figure out how to make ends meet. Borrowing money, maybe even selling possessions. I never thought of that before.
If you have a family, you probably need life insurance. I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-900-2039.
I'm thinking it's time I got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 75%. Call now. 1-800-900-2039.
1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800- Headline Ritter, Denver should host the 2022 Olympics. Coloradans famously spurned hosting the 1976 Winter Olympics after Denver received the winning bid, but Governor Ritter hopes the International Olympic Committee doesn't still hold a grudge. The Denver Post reporting that Ritter suggested Denver should host the 2022 Olympics. He said the state seriously pushed for attracting the 2018 Winter Olympics, but the U.S. Olympic Committee decided not to put in a bid. There's still 2022, said Ritter. And this follows Dan Haley of the Denver Post, his editorial on Sunday calling for the same thing. We're going to have Dave Zirin, the sports writer, on tomorrow from The Nation to discuss why this might not be such a good idea. If you've been listening to the show, if you've heard our interviews with Dave Zirin about what the what an Olympics can do to a city and how it can be a real scam, we will talk to him about that tomorrow. Also, this was flagged from a listener. You know, you can send us any stories that you think would be good for the show at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. This is a really disturbing story. Buried in a story in the Hill newspaper last week, the headline was Romanoff's hopes rest on Byzantine nominating procedure in Colorado. It's about the U.S. Senate primary between Andrew Romanoff and incumbent appointed Senator Michael Bennett. And here's what was disturbing about this. I'm reading from the Hill newspaper. Even if he wins at the state assembly, Romanoff will have his work cut out for him. Democrats note that Interior Secretary and former Senator Ken Salazar and former Senate nominee Tom Strickland both lost at the nominating conventions but still won their primaries. Of the caucuses, state Democratic Party chairwoman Pat Walk said, quote, "It really doesn't mean a whole lot." Now, here's my problem with this. Why is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party in Colorado saying that her own caucuses, the March 16th caucuses, aren't important? Isn't the party chairwoman supposed to be saying, hey, people should participate in party events, that that party democracy is important. Here you have the chairwoman of the Colorado Democratic Party saying, hey, you know what? We're going to hold these caucuses on March 16th, and we're doing organizing for them, and the candidates are organizing for them, but they're not really important. Well, I mean, what the hell is wrong with her? What a way to tell people, effectively, that the entire idea of democracy in a party is a joke. When you've got the head of the party saying that you really shouldn't spend your time coming to the party caucuses. What a total joke. What an insult to Colorado Democratic voters. Really. We will link that story on our website, am760.net. Check over there, by the way. We have a video up there of Jane Norton, the Republican Senate candidate, making some very controversial comments yesterday about employment discrimination. She seems to go on the record endorsing employment discrimination against gay people. That's over at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Okay, it's 7:45, as we mentioned. Every day this week at 7:45, we are announcing the winner of those tickets to our event. Me and Tom Hartman are having this event on Friday at the Tattered Cover. This Friday, the event is sold out. You can register to win tickets. We still have a couple left and a VIP. We're going to have a VIP happy hour beforehand. You can win tickets if you register at am760.net. Every day we'll read them. The winner at 7:45. Okay, today's winner, Dot McConnell of Denver. Dot McConnell of Denver. You got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from right now. Dot McConnell, call 303-631-2760 and claim your tickets. Dot, you got to call in to win. Again, it's 303-631-2760. 303-631-2760. If you want to hear your name, register now on am760.net. I'll call a winner's name every morning this week at 7:45. Okay, up next, Time Warp Tuesday, famous montages. First person who can call in, don't call in yet because we haven't played them. First person who can call in and name what movies the montages come from and what year the movies are from will win an autographed copy of my book and a $20 gift certificate to Qdoba. That's up next. Stick around. After a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, I'm here. Got a couple accidents cleared for us. Eastbound I-70 at Vasquez, still slow going back to Brighton. Also on southbound I-25, had one around Washington Street, but still really heavy from Lincoln up past University. Also stop and go coming out of Aurora, southbound side of 2 1/4 from Parker Road to I-25. Several surface street accidents, Alameda and Fairmount, 38th west of I-25. Also got a stall on the ramp from Federal to eastbound Turnpike. Traffic light malfunctions in Highlands Ranch near Lucent and Highlands Ranch on C-470. Also crashes at Evans in Colorado, 2nd in Colorado. Those both in the cleanup phase. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, mild, high of 53. Right now, 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Everything from Hacienda Colorado is made from scratch every day. From ingredients so fresh, so authentic, most people need an interpreter to pronounce them. But fresh and authentic is what it takes to make their signature Mountain Mex. It's Mexican food with altitude.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important. Because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit geico.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
It's today.
Well, we have a positive day again today, David. The Dow is up 38 and a half. It's not a huge positive day, but I'll take positive any way I can get it. The NASDAQ is up 10. The S&P is up 4.5. The Russell's up 3. So a positive start to the day. We will get some economic news today. Truck and automobile sales for the month of February, that report coming out later today. So people will be watching that to see what's going on if they have automotive stocks. And, of course, as you know, Toyota's taking a big hit. But we do have a workshop. It is a life planning, estate planning workshop. It's educational with an estate planning attorney to help you figure out how you can avoid having horrendous mistakes in your estate plan. And this is not only for people that have $50 million. If you have an estate of $100,000 or something, it could be important for you, even $50,000, because you don't want to give unnecessary amounts to the tax person at your passing or have it go to the wrong heir. So a lot of things like that will be covered. Absolutely nothing to sell. It's a free workshop, and we have a few seats left on Saturday, the 13th, and then Tuesday, the 16th of March. So if you'd like to join us, it's free. Nothing to sell there. You won't be sold anything. Please feel free to join us, and you will learn something that could potentially save your a lot of money and your family. So call us to reserve your seat today.
303-694-1600, 303-694-1600 to reserve your slot in one of those workshops. It's time to get a strategy right now, especially at tax time, and you are already dealing with all your paperwork. 303-694-1600 for the team of Presidential Brokerage. Mike, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Thank you, David.
Every time I see someone who knows my parents, they say the same thing. You look just like your mom. Oh, except you have your dad's eyes. Well, they may as well say, except you have your dad's dark under-eye circles. And since he's had dark circles and bags for as long as I can remember, I guess mine aren't going away either.
If you have dark under-eye circles and bags, you can visibly erase them and get brighter, younger-looking eyes with the revolutionary breakthrough Hydralyze. And right now, you can get a free trial of Hydralyze when you call 1-800-600-8127. Previously, Hydralyze was only available in high-end spas and plastic surgeons' offices. But right now, we're offering it risk-free through this exclusive radio offer. With the clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze, you don't have to live with dark under-eye circles and bags. Call now to get your free trial of Hydralyze and start seeing brighter, younger-looking eyes. And tell your dad about it, too. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-8127. 1-800-600-8127.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites with free high-speed internet, free breakfast, and a comfy bed. With thousands of new rooms, La Quinta is even better than before. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
Your spouse may have left you, but you still have rights. Learn about your rights and learn about how to get through a divorce with advice from the Talking Divorce team of experts. Talking Divorce, Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Fleeting.
When you hear that sound and that clip, it's time for Time Warp Tuesday. Time Warp Tuesday. We're going to be giving away a signed copy of my book and a gift certificate to Qdoba. The theme, montages, famous movie montages. You have to name the movie, and you've got to name the year that the movie came out. And I'm going to say it's going to go from easiest to hardest. Okay, so here's the first clip, and when we play the third clip, once we play the third clip, call us at 303-713-7600. First person who can name the movie and the year will win. All right, here's the first clip, the first montage.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
This is one of my favorites, really. I'm getting pumped up. Are you getting pumped up, Turk?
Yeah. Sure.
I'm a Philly guy. I'm getting pumped up.
Ooh, oh, there's a clue. Wow, you're making us name years on these two?
So you got to name the years.
Faster.
Yeah, faster, baby. All right, all right, all right. There we go. Okay, so that's the first clip. All right, the second clip. I think this is a little harder. The first one's really easy. All right, the second one. I think this one is a little harder. Here it is, second clip. So bad. It's so bad.
And Dave's been playing that this morning, so now it's going to be in my head all day long. All day long.
Me too. All right, that's the second one. All right, here's the... I think this is the hardest one. Here comes the third one. Time Warp Tuesday.
We've been in these clothes for ages. Why don't we go shopping?
Yeah, I'm all for shopping.
Yeah, Dad, I feel totally scuzzed out.
Okay, I'm a sport. I think we'd all look good in some Italian fashions. Got plenty of money.
Here it comes.
Mainstream is hit the rocks.
All right. There it is. Time Warp Tuesday. Actually, that one's pretty easy because of the first one. So I think somebody's going to get this on the first one. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. You got to name the movies and you got to name the years. Here we go. We're going to go in the order that they were received. And a couple people have called up. Turk, I need a ruling from you. A couple people have called up, and they're holding on before we played all the clips. Is that fair?
I think it's fair.
You think it's fair to call up before we've played all the clips?
Yeah, you said, hey, we're getting ready for Time Warp Tuesday.
All right, here we go.
Didn't give me any advantage.
That's true. All right, we'll go to Rick and Greeley. Rick, you're on AM760. Fire away.
So do I need to get all three of them?
You got to get all three of them.
Okay, gosh. The first one, I think, was Rocky from 1975. The second one's The Karate Kid from 1984. And the third would be European Vacation. And I'm going to guess that was probably 1983.
Wait, hold on. Let me see. Let's get a ruling.
Survey says...
Sorry, Rick. Good try. All right, let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM760.
Hey, I think you got the movies right. We got Rocky from 76, and then Karate Kid, and I'm going to have to guess like 82 on that, and then European Vacation, I'm thinking that's more like 84.
Survey says!
Good try. All right, let's go to who's up next, who came up next. Okay, Brandon in Thornton. Brandon, fire away. Wait, there we go. Brandon, you're on AM760. Fire away.
Rocky in 1976, Karate Kid 1982, and European Vacation 1985.
Survey
says. Good try. Getting close.
All right, let's go to Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM760.
Okay, it's Rocky 2, and this might kill me. 1979, Karate Kid 1984, and European Vacation. In 1985.
All right. Good one, Rich. You got it. You nailed it. That took a couple of guesses. I guess the Rocky 1, Rocky 2 confused some people. Very good. All right, Rich, hang on. John Turk's going to get your information. You're going to win a signed copy of my book and a gift certificate to Qdoba. Rich wins Time Warp Tuesday. And now that was interesting. You know, I got to tell you something. I still don't understand fully the where the audience's strengths and weaknesses are here, because that took a couple guesses, and I thought that was going to be a really easy one. Although a lot of people got close. A couple weeks ago, people nailed one that I thought was going to be really hard. They nailed it in the first guess. So there's a lot of I'm not too sure where the audience's full strengths are in terms of being 80s cheese whizzes like me. All right, up next, there's no segue to go from 80s movies to this, but up next we're going to be talking criminal justice reform here with one of the nation's leading experts. He's going to give us his take on whether what Colorado is doing on criminal justice reform is a good idea or a bad idea, and how to make it, if it is a bad idea, a better idea. That's up next, and we're also going to do a Media Matters segment as well. Rush Limbaugh saying some, again, racist things. Stick around for all that up next.
Sessler. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, day two, Senator Bunning holding 9,000 Colorado families hostage. We'll take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheese.
Do you like to save money? Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. And who doesn't, right? But how does a locally owned independent appliance store stay competitive with the big box stores? By being a member of the largest buying group in the country. That's how. Well, we're members. That's why we offer our low price match guarantee. When you add the lowest prices to our giant event showroom and more brands than any store in the state, it just makes sense to drive an extra few minutes to experience the Mountain High difference. We specialize in appliances, outdoor patio, kitchens, and laundry. At low prices and people with heart. Plus, we offer 0% financing. For simply the best. Remodeling? Doing a fix and flip? Visit by March 21st and get a complete Whirlpool kitchen for only $11.99. An unbelievable deal from Whirlpool and Mountain High. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. I'm Brad Barnett. Thank you.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's 10 a.m. in Washington, but it's high noon at the Supreme Court. Lawyers are going before the court to debate the pros and cons of Chicago's ban on handguns. 76-year-old Otis McDonald lives in one of the city's toughest neighborhoods. McDonald hopes the law will be struck down.
I can't even have a handgun in my house. That's really disgusting.
CBS's Barry Bagnetto tells us why this case is so important.
This is the next chapter in the gun rights battle, springing from a landmark ruling 2 years ago striking down D.C.'s handgun ban. That only applied to federal jurisdictions. In this case, gun rights advocates are asking the justices to apply the same principle to states and communities nationwide. They are confident that will happen because the Supreme Court, in that D.C. ruling, declared that individuals have a right to bear arms.
Toyota executives, minutes from now, will face another round of questioning from members of Congress. Some questions could have to do with cars that have not been recalled. CBS's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
The question involves the safety of Camrys built before 2007. Toyota says they're fine because they don't use the floor mats or accelerator pedals that are being recalled. The New York Times says there have been just as many sudden acceleration complaints involving pre-2007 Camrys as there are with the newer ones that are being recalled.
The government says it now has reports of 52 deaths blamed on sudden acceleration in Toyotas, up from a previous estimate of 34. The Postal Service wants permission from Congress to save money by delivering mail 5 days a week instead of six. Postmaster General John Potter says he's got to save money because people just aren't using the mail as much as they used to.
Fewer stamps will be sold in 2020, which means that we have less revenue walking in our door at post offices around America.
Secretary of State Clinton has arrived in Chile with a shipment of satellite phones that could help restore communications knocked out by the weekend earthquake that killed 723 people. CBS's Adrian Bard tells us troops and the police are taking aggressive action to stop looting.
Most of the people I've spoken to here in Chile are ashamed of what's happening in their country and seeing people breaking in stores and carting out anything that they see, not just food and water or diapers or medicines, but a whole lot of people taking television sets, refrigerators.
What's new? How about a pill bottle from Vitality Incorporated that tells you when it's time to take your medicine?
A quick reminder from Vitality. Don't forget to take your morning pill in your green glow cap.
University of Illinois pharmacy professor Daniel Touchette says not taking prescription medicines is a serious problem.
Approximately 50% of individuals don't take their medications to the extent that we would like to see.
In Washington, First Lady Michelle Obama will celebrate Read Across America Day by reading from a children's book. You know the one.
I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
By Dr. Seuss. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 40 points. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle. Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know.
See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Visit genuineservice.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors not required.
apples and oranges, night and day. Plain old text email and email marketing with Constant Contact. The differences are pretty amazing. Plain old email is just, well, plain. Constant Contact is real email marketing. In minutes, you get professional-looking newsletters with photos, your logo, everything. You've seen these great-looking emails from other small businesses. Now, it's your turn. Plans as low as $15 a month and free phone support from real live people. ConstantContact.com. There's nothing plain about it.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A Broomfield father is facing charges after his 11-year-old son shot himself in the foot. North Metro Task Force Commander Jerry Peters telling 9 News he thinks the gun was to protect marijuana plants in the home.
It's a lucrative business, and we've seen home invasion robberies, we've seen kidnappings, we've seen shootings at these dispensaries. We've seen the lightning bolt of crime surrounding these.
Peter says the man had licenses for some of the 30 plants. A Community College of Aurora employee facing federal charges for allegedly sending letters with a white powder, albeit harmless, to 3 in Colorado's congressional delegation. And 2 Colorado state senators pushing a temporary solution to weekend traffic backups on I-70, movable barriers to create a third eastbound lane for those weekend afternoons returning to Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for the most part, the highway drive, pretty good shape as far as accidents go. Haven't had a lot of those this morning, but you are going to find delays in those usual spots, like southbound lanes of I-25 downtown, loaded up and slowing down. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through there. Same deal on the west side, C-470. This is between Bowles and Morrison Road. Again, speeds are similar to those downtown. A little bit sluggish on that eastbound side through that stretch as well. Brakes loose for a little bit coming around the Chatfield Curve, but then you'll tap your brakes again, Santa Fe towards Quebec, and up towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 54, 55 degrees to go along with sunny skies. Currently, it's already 35. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There are lots of things that make Pearle Vision clearly different, like the way they're upfront about costs so there are no surprises at the register. Visit PearleVision.com today and see all the ways Pearle Vision does things a little bit different to make your experience a whole lot better. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Meet Eloy Flores, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse CXS.
I had a Lexus IS, but bottom line is they didn't have the standard options for what came standard with the LaCrosse CXS. Great interior, the heads-up display, the touchscreen navigation. There's something to be said about a vehicle that turns heads. If Buick keeps up with what they're doing, there won't be any need to go somewhere else. This is an incredible car.
To hear more of Eloy's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com, and may the best car win.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is going to be a beautiful day, up into the 50s today, clear skies. The sun is out. We've made it through February. Life is relatively good, I guess, weather-wise. Life is good. Not so good economically still out there. And not so good budget-wise in our state. We keep hearing about our state and other states going through major budget crises right now. And there are, or there could be, at least some silver linings in those budget crises. Joining us now is Tony Thompson to talk about some of, or at least the potential for some of these silver linings in criminal justice policy. He's a professor of law at New York University. He's one of the nation's leading experts on criminal justice policy. He's the author of the 2009 book, Releasing Prisoners, Redeeming Communities, Reentry, Race, and Politics. Tony Thompson, thank you for taking the time this morning. States are facing major budget crises, and Colorado is obviously one of them. And in recent months, we've seen our governor push forward a plan for early release of some nonviolent offenders. Now in our legislature, we have a bill moving, sponsored by both Democrats and Republicans, to deal with lessening prison sentences for drug possession offenses. I wonder, when you look at all of what's going on throughout the country at the state level. Do you think that the budget crises that states are facing are going to force a more rational discussion about criminal justice policy in general?
Well, it's interesting, David. It has literally taken one of the most difficult economic periods in our history to force a real rational approach. And in fact, what we're finding is if you put money into the front end, into diversion and community supervision around drugs, it's much cheaper and more effective than our current kind of addiction to incarceration. And up until very recently, we have simply opted to incarcerate at every turn. And so this most recent crisis, is forcing states, a number of states like Kansas and Colorado and California, Kentucky and Florida, Michigan, to think differently about incarceration policies.
Do you think it has changed the debate around, just the way we talk about this? We had a Republican legislator on from Colorado Springs, maybe the most conservative place, one of the most conservative places in the country. And he is one of the sponsors of the bill to deal with drug policy and criminal justice reform. And I asked him, I said, the Republican Party and conservatives for years and years and years, their only mantra on criminal justice was, law and order, lock the door, throw away the key. Do you think the actual way we talk about these issues is changing as well?
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Less than a decade ago, this conversation would have been politically radioactive. Nobody wanted to be labeled soft on crime. But you now have legislators coming together saying that corrections budgets are the true budget busters, and we've got to think about crime policies differently. Colorado was one of the early people to come into the game and earned time credit. No one wanted to talk about good time. Everybody talked about, truth in sentencing. But the truth is, when we sentence drug offenders, that community supervision and diverting them on the front end is both smarter and cheaper. So when we're balancing resources, public safety versus fiscal accountability, this is a group of people that really are safe to take out of the criminal justice system early.
How big a problem within the criminal justice budget expenditure in the criminal justice system, how big a chunk of resources in general, and you can, I know it's a big question, but are going specifically to drug-related issues? Because sometimes you hear, if we just deal with that, then all of our criminal justice system problems, or a large part of them, are solved. Other people say, that's only a small part of the criminal justice system. How big is it?
Well, it's costly. Let me tell you, both in terms of our front-end criminal justice costs, the cost of courts, the cost of lawyers, the cost of the corrections costs, but it's also, if we're not dealing with it appropriately, a recurring cost, because without treatment, there are high recidivism rates. Without kind of developing job skills and literacy, this is a group of people that, on the jail level, on the local level, we call frequent flyers. They're often in for short periods and stays where it's hard to program. The state level, they're chewing up a pretty good chunk of corrections budgets. You look at states like Kansas, who have realized huge savings by focusing on community corrections. A lot of states are now trying to emulate. Roger Werholz, the Secretary of Corrections in Kansas, was seen as an outlier, and now everybody's asking him to come into their state and give him advice. The National Conference of State Legislatures, no radical group by any definition, any measure, are now looking nationally at policies that would divert drug offenders. And you're seeing increasingly states saying, we've got to deal with this issue of drug offenses. It's a public health issue and an issue that's really expensive in our correction system.
Where do you come down how does decriminalization relate to this? We have a situation here in Colorado where there's a huge debate over medical marijuana, and there was the story in the Denver Post today, for instance, is that years after the city passed a ballot measure telling the cops to make enforcement of marijuana possession charges the lowest priority, actually marijuana possession arrests have gone up. Some people would say, if you move towards decriminalization of drugs, you're not dealing with the problem of drug use and abuse, and that has other effects. Other people say, people are going to use drugs anyway. How does that debate relate to the criminal justice debate?
I think politically, at least at this point in our history, it's impossible to talk about decriminalization of drugs. I think the reality is that it's the physical pressures, not the political pressures, that are going to cause a change in the way we think about this. The other thing is, when you look at the numbers, a number of cities have directed their law enforcement not to focus on low-level drug arrests, primarily marijuana. And it, at least, if, for example, in cities like New York, the stop and frisk rates for young men of color in particular are not going down. You know, violent crime is going down, but we're still seeing a fair number of people in certain segments of communities and cities nationwide that continue to be stopped and arrested or stopped and hassled about low-level drug enforcement, no matter what we're directing law enforcement to do.
Again, on the line with us is Tony Thompson. He's one of the nation's leading experts on criminal justice issues. He's a professor at New York University School of Law. His 2009 book, Releasing Prisoners, Redeeming Communities, Reentry, Race, and Politics. What, if you could name two or three things that a state, that every state should do, two of the three things of the most effective things a state can do facing a budget crisis like so many states face on criminal justice, what would they be?
The first would be to base our entire sentencing program for that state on evidence-based practice. Too often we're still using things like baseball terms, three strikes and you're out, as opposed to programs that have been based on evidence to determine what appropriate dispositions for cases. So that would be number one. The second would be, and Colorado's begun to do this in its fiscal year 2010 budget, is to focus on reentry and focus on people, the discharge planning as people are coming back into communities. There's a fairly high correlation between reduced recidivism, jobs, housing, and family context in the first 60 days to 6 months out of custody. And to the extent that there's some money being placed in that, you know, in the crime prevention recidivism reduction rate in Colorado, for example, $160,000 was put in the current budget for community corrections discharge planning, but another $1.2 million to continue pre-release programs to start 4 months in advance of release. That would be the second thing, kind of focusing on pre-release. And the third would be, you know, in the legislatures to create a space where people can have a rational conversation about criminal justice policy. And although the current fiscal crisis has started that discussion, it really hasn't taken hold. Kansas is my good example of where we've seen huge cost reductions, but politically we're beginning to see a number of program cuts that may jeopardize the progress they've made. You know, in New York we're seeing some innovations in terms of thinking about reentry with this thing called the New York City Discharge Planning Collaboration, where different commissioners are meeting with service providers and allowing access to their facilities. One of the hard things is to get access pre-release for programs and communities. So I think that there are concrete things that states can do that will decrease their corrections budget, decrease recidivism, and increase optimism.
How tenuous do you think the politics of this are? I mean, I wonder, we had here a couple months back, there was a front page series of stories in the Denver Post, for instance, on how multiple DUI offenders were still on our roads, and now there's been part of the discussion in the legislature is, oh, we got to lock up DUI people who are multiple DUI offenders, do a better job of locking them up. I wonder if they're how tenuous the politics of criminal justice reform are. If somebody goes out and commits some heinous crime, is this all going to collapse?
You know, it's funny, David. As much advance work as we can do with the media, with editorial boards of print media, with producers of electronic media, the fact is one bad story, one bad front page story ends the debate no matter what the fiscal circumstances are. And I think some of the things that we've got to do is think about the folks that at the policy level that are having the conversations and think about who we're putting in these positions. I think that it's a very tenuous. You know, I'd like to say that this current fiscal crisis will change the debate nationally. The truth is, as a nation, we have an addiction to incarceration. And until we face that and look at who we're incarcerating and saving our criminal justice resources for those who need it the most, meaning, you know, the most serious offenders in our community, this is going to be an ebb and flow of conversation, depending on what's going on.
You say we have an addiction to incarceration. Again, on the line with us is Tony Thompson, one of the nation's leading experts on criminal justice. He's a professor of at New York University Law School. You say we're addicted to it. When you look at other nations, and there's no right answer to this question, I don't think, but you look at other nations' incarceration rates, and they're lower than ours, or at least many industrialized nations are. Why do you think that is? Why are we, if not uniquely addicted to incarceration in the industrialized world, why are we more addicted to incarceration, I guess, at a cultural level than other countries?
It's a great question. You know, I think there are a lot of answers to it. I think, you know, my cut at the answer to that question is first that we have allowed the media to dictate criminal justice policy in this country and kind of stereotypes and stigma associated with corrections and kind of prior convictions has raised this specter of fear among people. And I think politicians have seized on it. The notion of being soft on crime has for years been the mantra. And, you know, the folks on the right have kind of cornered the market on that. And I think the other thing is that we have not used data and evidence to make decisions about criminal justice policy. You know, if you look at California, California's prison population is as big as four or five industrialized Western European nations. And they have not benefited from huge reductions in crime with their outrageous numbers of people in custody. And so I think we just haven't used the right information. A colleague up at the University of Minnesota, Michael Tonnery, who writes on sentencing, says if you incarcerate any 2 million people in this country, you can reduce crime. So these incarceration rates really have very little to do with the last decade's reduction in violent crime in the United States.
How much does race have to do with it in your mind? Well, there was a piece by Michael Lind, who we've had on this show, who argues that, for instance, his argument is that one of the reasons it's been so difficult to create universal entitlement programs in this country, where it's been a little easier in other industrialized countries, is because there is we are a more diverse country, ethnically and racially diverse, and his assertion is that it's harder, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's harder to get white people to support programs that will give benefits or can be demagogued into being seen as being given white people's money to poorer minorities. Is the part of the reason why our criminal justice debate in this country has been so polarized as opposed to other industrialized nations because of our diversity?
Yeah, you know, I think the truth is that we still have not had a serious conversation in this country on race. And until we do, until we come to grips with what the stereotypes create in terms of public policy, we're not going to be able to kind of deal with these issues of criminal justice and how we think about it. You know, there's a great researcher at Princeton, Deva Pager, who did a study looking at people coming out of custody, and it found that employers were reluctant to hire people with a criminal record, but that employers were more likely to hire a white individual with a criminal record than an African-American man without one. And that speaks volumes to the intersection
Wow, that's
of
amazing.
Criminal justice.
That is an amazing study. That is really incredible. I wish it was surprising, but it's not when you look at this at these issues and you have been looking at them for years. Again, Tony Thompson, he's a professor of law at New York University. His book from 2009, Releasing Prisoners, Redeeming Communities, Reentry, Race, and Politics. Tony, thank you so much for taking the time, and I hope we can have you back if and when these bills move forward.
David, this has been great. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. All right, you too. 8:21 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, that was Tony Thompson, one of the country's leading experts on criminal justice, actually saying that Colorado is really at the forefront, maybe not by our own choosing, but because of our budget emergency. And we have been talking about this, and criminal justice reform is a big, big deal. Speaking of crimes, up next, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo for a debate. Should the legislature, by law, mandate that kids wear bike helmets? This is the story brewing in the legislature. The Republicans making jokes about this bill, calling it nannyism, calling it the nanny state. We'll give you the lowdown on that bill. Also, we talked about earlier, a couple of weeks ago, that bill to better regulate cosmetic products, chemicals in cosmetic products. That bill goes down to a defeat last night in the legislature. I'll give you an update on what exactly happened. A real bummer. Also, a new bill to crack down on collection agencies in state. So we'll give you an update from the legislature. Open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave. We're accident-free on the highways around town, but things are really heavy for us. Seeing a lot of traffic on C-470 westbound between University and Broadway. Again, from Bowles to Morrison, stop-and-go jams out along the Front Range. Eastbounders going to be sluggish from Santa Fe up to 25. Also stop-and-go in Aurora, southbound 225 Parker Road to the interstate. Also northbounders hitting the brakes there from the spillway up past Mississippi. The only accident I see is on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Federal. If you're up in the high country, patchy ice will greet you on 70 from about the tunnel all the way past Vail into Eagle County. Forecast, sunny with a high of 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, but still warm with a high of 55. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
Parenthood is making sure your kids always come first, whether it's Little League games, soccer practice, or a piano recital. Parenthood is spending quality time with your family.
We're going to go for a bike ride. We're all going to enjoy it.
Whether they like it or not.
I'm going to a movie at 5 and Mom already gave me permission.
We can do this another time.
We got 20 minutes. We're going to go around the block. And we're going to have fun.
Parenthood, the new series on NBC from producers Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, and Jason Katim.
You know what?
Around the block.
Parenthood premieres tonight, 10, 9 central on NBC.
All this data about how you're sleeping, how you can improve your sleep, and if you are a snorer, how you can improve your sleep through some basic dental procedures. So if you are a snorer, you're having trouble sleeping, give Incredible Smiles a call, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-777-6453, 303-777-6453. I bet you didn't think sleeping and dentistry had anything to do with each other. They definitely, definitely do. Again, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-777-6453. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles are on the web at IncredibleSmiles.com. Give them a call today. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from Lending Tree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parent, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
A26 and 760 Progressive Talk. We just heard from one of the nation's leading experts on criminal justice reform saying that we need to do a better job of investing in rehabilitation and reentry, as he calls it, for drug offenders as opposed to incarceration. And he says that Colorado is on the brink of leading the fight for that because of our budget crisis. What do you think about that? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea to start reforming our criminal justice system, or are you a lock the door and throw away the key kind of person? Do you have safety concerns, or is this the way to go? 303-713-7600 if you want to weigh in on that. Also, I want to fill you in on this story from the legislature, a series of stories from the legislature. The first... this is very bad news. 15 harmful chemicals, including formaldehyde and arsenic, will remain in beauty products in the state after a legislative panel Monday killed a proposal that would have prohibited the sale of toiletries and cosmetics that contain them. Bill backers argued that while safe in the small doses at which the compounds appear in hand creams and shampoos, those traces accumulate over time and over multiple products. the prohibition, pitched as a way to fight cancer and reproductive disorders, would have been the toughest of any state regulating cosmetic ingredients. But several Republican committee members protested. Representative Mark Waller, the guy we had on here about criminal justice reform, the Republican from Colorado Springs, he's quoted in the Denver Post saying, nobody's been able to draw a causal connection between the use of cosmetics and cancer. The legislation would have regulated the Colorado sale of beauty and personal care products based on lists of chemicals that were banned in Canada and the European Union, right? Not exactly non-industrialized countries. So this bill would have simply banned what Canada and the European Union banned, and it was voted down on a 7-4 bipartisan vote. There is the power of the chemical industry and the cosmetics industry right there in our face. University of Colorado professor David Norris said that while personal products aren't the only source of dangerous chemicals, they're a good place to start. He was upset that this bill went down. So there it is. We had the bill sponsor on about this bill. Really depressing example of how bought and sold our politics are in this state. Here's some good news. State lawmakers seek to bolster consumer protections against collection agencies. The Colorado House passed legislation meant to tighten the noose on unscrupulous debt collection practices, offering Colorado debtors an added measure of protection from unscrupulous and illegal collection tactics at a time when more Americans are defaulting on credit card debt than ever before. That bill, sponsored by Representative Karen Middleton, who we had on here a couple days ago, and Senator Morgan Carroll, indefinitely extends a section of the Colorado Fair Debt Act. It requires that agencies collecting debts in Colorado maintain physical offices in the state, even if the company headquarters are out of state. So that's some good news. And then here's the question I have for you, because this ignited a little bit of a tiff yesterday in the legislature. I'm reading from the Denver Post. A bill aimed at requiring kids to strap on helmets when they're scooting, skateboarding, or otherwise rolling down the street led this morning to some lowbrow one-liners from House Republicans who opposed that mandate. Representative Larry Lipton from Colorado Springs said if the state's going to protect heads, it may as well protect other sensitive parts, and he supported an amendment to do so. What's good for the head injury is good for the family jewels, Liston quipped. The not-so-subtle joke amendment would have required boys wear a crush-resistant athletic cup as well. The amendment, quote, may not fall under the title, but it certainly falls below the belt. So Republicans making fun of this. The tweak failed on a voice vote, but only because the majority of the Democratic caucus is women. That's a direct quote, said minority Republican leader Mike May. How hilarious, really. Really. So the question is, should the state mandate kids wear helmets when they bicycle? Should that be a state law? And this brings up, you've heard Republicans say, oh, this is nannyism. This is the nanny state with these mandates. I wonder what you think. 303-713-7600. We got some open lines. And if you want to weigh in on criminal justice reform, should we be letting more people out of who are drug offenders and spending more money on drug rehab, or do you think that's going to pose some consequences or even a safety problem in our communities? 303-713-7600. If you want to weigh in on that or the helmet issue, we'll take your calls up next, and I will also up next fill you in on one family whose dog got shot. Somebody's running around shooting dogs. How great is that? That gets me in my lock the door and throw away the key kind of attitude. And Frontier Airlines may be refill you in on that. Take your calls, 303-713-7600, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, seeing things really heavy around town, especially on C-470. Really troublesome for you westbound, University to Broadway. Eastbounders from about Loosen up to Quebec. Also seeing some jams out on the front range between Bowles and 285 as you travel westbound. Stop and go, though, southbound 225 Park Road down to the 25 merge. New accident, car versus southbound turnpike after Sheridan. Also got one on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Federal. The forecast today, mostly sunny, mild, high of 53, right now 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on March 16th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station from the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
Oh, here's a new idea. What this country needs right now is a new bailout, right? Let's put a new tax on something and then send money to people who don't really need it. That'll work. This time, they want to put a new tax on every song played on the radio. And who gets a pile of money? Hundreds of millions of dollars? Giant record companies, most of which are in foreign countries. We'll pay all the money, and they'll keep gobs of it. Great. It's a bad idea. It could bankrupt local radio stations. But like a lot of bad ideas, it will happen, unless we tell our members of Congress to stop it. Join us. Go to www.noperformancetax.org. That's noperformancetax.org. Tell your members of Congress to stop the radio performance tax. That's why the National Association of Broadcasters and this radio station are airing this message. Stop the radio tax.
Family owned and operated since 1976. Best Way Insulation is saving the planet one house at a time. Best Way Insulation is proud to be the official insulation company of the David Sirota Show and wants to help every listener save money and preserve the planet. Best Way specializes in improving a home's existing insulation and can help you take advantage of tax credits and energy company rebates available in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
What a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important. Because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
Guaranteed, Ovation works.
Hi, this is Troy Hampshire, host of the Dollars and Cents Show. Join us every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on AM 760. We are your 401k rollover and IRA specialist. Give your money the power and protection that you need every Saturday morning, 11 a.m., Dollars and Cents on AM 760.
So what are your main business goals this year? To increase sales and control expenses? Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
A37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Will Frontier Airlines be renamed? On Friday, Westward shared a report from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel noting customer surveys implying Denver's Frontier Airlines could be renamed New Air, one of the lamest monikers, I agree with Westward, in the history of lame monikers. Turns out that's not the case. Frontier says the New Air handle will not be the new Frontier Airlines. However, Frontier is holding out the possibility that it will change the name of its airline. And we're going to go to the phones now, 303-713-7600. Oh, before we do, I want to also fill you in on this story. We've been talking about criminal justice reform. Would you be comfortable with the state spending more money to take drug offenders out of prison and put them into rehab? Or do you have problems with that? 303-713-7600. And also the child helmet law. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea? Before we get to the phones on this, because we're talking about effectively criminal justice, this is the kind of thing that gets my Law and Order hackles up. Family asks community who shot our dog. This is on Fox 31's website. It's been a rough, quote-unquote, R-U-F-F, few weeks for a 5-year-old dog named Astro. The Labradoodle was shot by an unknown gunman outside his home in Morrison. The bullet blew Astro's leg bone apart. And the vet gave the family a choice of putting down the dog, amputating his leg, or try to save him with $7,000 surgery. The family was able to put together the money to save the dog. But somebody running around your neighborhood shooting dogs, that gets me. And I look, any violent crime gets me going. But to just run around and shoot people's dogs, I mean, what is going on in this state? This is the second story that we've heard of in the last couple of months, the dogs dragging death. What is going on with cruelty to animals in this state? Really, it's really grotesque. Anyway, that's my aside. What do you think about the child helmet law? And let me, just before we get to the phones, I just want to make sure everybody knows what this law would do, because there's some confusion around it. And I want to make sure that we're talking about the facts here. The bill would allow police to tell kids to put a helmet on. It would, and I'm reading here from the, of course, reliably hysterical editorial board of the Colorado Springs Gazette. Their editorial railing on this is nanny statism. The bill would impose a helmet law on anyone between ages 2 and 18 who rides a tricycle, scooter, skateboard, or just about anything else on wheels. The bill enables cops to lecture children and parents about the law. They would be able to issue warning citations that don't include fines. So they couldn't even cite you, the kid, for money. And, of course, the Colorado Springs Gazette going crazy about this, saying this is nanny statism. The bill sponsor, John Kafalas, says the goal of this bill is to reduce costs to families, the state, and our public health care system, and to reduce, of course, injuries to children. In short, this bill is good for our economy, public safety, the environment, and families and their budgets. I wonder what you think. 303-713-7600. We're going to go to the phones now, and let's go... Who are we going to go to first? Let's go to Leon in Denver. Leon, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going, David?
All right, man.
I'm calling to talk about the prison reform to let people out of prison to go to rehab. I was one of them that was let out of prison to go to rehab, and it was 7 years ago. And today, I'm about to become an author. I've been clean and sober for 13 years. It worked for me. Now, it may not work for everybody because everybody's different, but sometimes I believe that legislation needs to talk to people that have been there and have thus far succeeded, because we know what it's like. We've been there.
Yeah, and you know, I think that Tony Thompson, the expert we had just had on, said, you know, the problem has been that so much of the criminal justice discussion has been through the prism of the media. And what you hear mainly in the media about the criminal justice system is about repeat crimes, the Willie Hortonization of our discussion on crime, that revolving door commercial from the 1988 presidential election has so defined how we talk about criminal justice that you do get the sense that in years past, legislators just haven't been interested in listening to the other side of the story. Now, I don't know about you, but I would say it's a good thing, no matter what prompts the discussion. It's a budget crisis that's prompting this discussion. I don't really care what prompts the discussion. I'm just glad we're having the discussion now. I mean, you know, maybe some of these Republicans who have been law and order demagogues in the past, maybe they're hypocritical in the sense that they're now taking a more rational view because they're also supposed fiscal conservatives and want to save the state money. Frankly, again, I don't care why they're coming to the table. I'm just glad that they're at the table. And I'll ask you this, Leon. You went through the system, and the system is going to become theoretically more open to the kind of thing that you went through. How difficult was it to get yourself out of the incarceration system and into a rehabilitation a situation? I mean, was it a lot of paperwork? Was it a lot of rigmarole? What was it like?
Well, I didn't have to go through the paperwork part of it. And actually, a program, Pier 1, actually comes into the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk to inmates and ask them if they're interested in coming to their program, their organization. And they did all the paperwork for me. So when they put me in for it, I had to go through the Community Corrections Board and the whole nine yards. But as soon as I passed that, it took a month. And as soon as I passed that, 2 weeks later, I was out of prison and I was in Pier 1.
Yeah, well, that's and you sound like you're a real success story, and congratulations on it. I can't imagine what a tough road it has been, but I hope more people hear your story, and I hope more people hear those kinds of stories, because it helps us, as you say, have a rational discussion about what our criminal justice system can be and should be. Hey, Leon, thanks so much for the call.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, sure, fire away.
One thing that they need to realize and understand is that, and one thing that Pier 1 did was, We want to take people out and we want to put them in rehab, but the thing they have to remember is we have to find out why a person is doing what they're doing.
Well, why are they doing
what they do?
Absolutely. This gets to a discussion about what does our criminal justice system do? Is it an incarceration system or is it a rehabilitation system, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you call a facility a corrections facility, corrections, I think the implication, what I hear in that word is, you're not just, look, some crimes you can't correct, right? I mean, there are crimes that can't be reversed. They happen and they can't be reversed. But you, in part, helping the person correct, the perpetrator, correct their ways. And so if we're going to take that seriously, you're absolutely right. We have to ask, what is motivating the people who are initially put into that system? It's a very, very good point. Hey, Leon, thanks so much for the call, man. Let's go to Aaron in Loveland. Aaron, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, David?
All right.
Great. You know, I'm calling because I think there's a story. I've listened to your show for quite a few months now, and the huge marijuana debate, and now today's topic with the criminal justice system. And there's something that I just have not heard yet be broadcast on air, which is I worked for a nonprofit organization here in my area that worked with juveniles in the justice system and more of a prevention rehabilitation instead of incarcerating them in a detention center. And most of them came with drugs, but a lot of them, it was not street drugs. It's the pharmaceuticals. And I think as far as state funding goes, we need to lock up the pharmaceuticals. I've got a 14-year-old, and I know plenty of adults, and most of their issues with being addicted to drugs is pharmaceuticals. They're not street
drugs.
This is a
huge, and I try to make this point as much as possible, that the hysteria over marijuana is so unbelievably hypocritical when we've got real problems in this society with, as you say, a legal pharmaceuticals. Some are over the counter. Some are by prescription. I mean, if we have an addiction problem in this country, my guess is it has as much to do with medications that are legally and maybe being used illegally, but are out there for legal sale, as it does with drugs that are illegal by federal law. And
absolutely.
And we don't have that discussion. And it's really, so when I always say to people, when you get worried about a marijuana dispensary near your house, are you worried about a Walgreens near your house?
Exactly.
And why not?
Exactly. And I've always, you know, when I'm driving down the road listening to you, I'm thinking that's where most of the people, including adults, that have the most issues, because it's accessible and it's okay at a party to say that you're, you know, on this, that, or the other prescription. And I think as far as funding goes and time and effort, we need to get a handle on that and quit handing it out like candy and keeping it in the medicine cabinet to where your 14-year-old can take it to school and sell it.
Although, let's be fair. I mean, I think it should go without saying that there are totally legitimate uses for all sorts of medicines.
Oh, absolutely.
We're making a distinction between legitimate uses and abuse. I think there's legitimate uses for marijuana. I think there's you can abuse any substance, right? I mean, you can abuse food. You know, it doesn't have to be a drug.
You can use the drug, or the drug can use you.
That's a great way of putting it. And you're exactly right. It is extremely frustrating that the debate over drug policy never includes or rarely includes that discussion. And frankly, you see why that is in the political arena, I think, through just this debate over cosmetics, right? I mean, I don't think I'm reaching too far by saying, look, the debate over cosmetics, should we ban certain cosmetics that have potential carcinogens in them, the legislature voting no on that bill, it's in part because you have a bought and paid for political system. In that case, the chemical and cosmetic industry doesn't want us to have a discussion about carcinogens potentially in cosmetics. The same thing, the pharmaceutical industry does not want us to have a discussion about the use and overuse and abuse of their products. They only want us to have a discussion about products, in this case drugs, that they don't control, marijuana. And so it's a very, very rigged debate, and I appreciate you bringing up the point because it needs to be hammered over and over and over again. And by the way, I challenge folks, if you want to call up 303-713-7600, if you want to call up with an alternate view, I want to have this discussion about why people are so upset about having dispensaries in their neighborhood, but there's no problem with people having a Walgreens in their neighborhood. I keep coming back to that point. It's a hugely important point. Aaron, thank you for bringing it up. Thanks for your call.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
All right, you too. 8:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, just to add fuel to that fire, we're going to take more of your calls, but also Sean Page, the Colorado Springs City Councilman, saying he may file an ethics charge against a district attorney in Colorado Springs because the DA is getting too aggressive with marijuana dispensaries. Sean Page says he's a libertarian, and if he moves forward with this, he's sure moving down the libertarian road, going after law enforcement rogues who are cracking down on medical marijuana dispensaries. This is a really interesting story. He is essentially implying, Sean Page is, that this DA is not acting within the law, that this DA is motivated out of personal animus because the dispensary was in the DA's neighborhood.
That's what I was saying. Wasn't that my hypothesis all along, Dave?
Yes, that was.
Remember that? I said that on day one.
Yes.
I said, I bet you he lives in that neighborhood.
Yes, and that's what Sean Page is saying, so I'm going to fill people in on that. You want to talk about people who are not in my backyarders. This is the story for you on drug policy. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, car versus semi-accident westbound 36 after Sheridan, causing some delays there as you're trying to get towards Boulder as you're moving through Westminster. Rest of the drive really shaping up for us. Just the normal jams on 25 northbound between Colorado and 6th. Southbound is between 70 and Spear. Also still heavy in Aurora, northbound side of 225. Parker Road to Mississippi. Forecast, sunny with a high of 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, but still warm with a high of 55. Right now, it's 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There are lots of things that make Pearle Vision clearly different, like the way they're upfront about costs so there are no surprises at the register. Visit PearleVision.com today and see all the ways Pearle Vision does things a little bit different to make your experience a whole lot better. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Do you really think old batteries are the same, or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. Always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power. Trusted everywhere.
Main business goals this year. To increase sales and control expenses. Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Do you like to save money? Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. And who doesn't, right?
But how does a locally owned independent appliance store stay competitive with the big box stores? By being a member of the largest buying group in the country. That's how. Well, we're members. That's why we offer our low price match guarantee. When you add the lowest prices to our giant event showroom and more brands than any store in the state, it just makes sense to drive an extra few minutes to experience the mountain high difference. We specialize in appliances, outdoor patio, kitchens, and laundry. At low prices and people with heart. Plus, we offer 0% financing. We're simply the best. Remodeling? Doing a fix and flip? Visit by March 21st and get a complete Whirlpool kitchen for only $11.99. An unbelievable deal from Whirlpool and Mountain High. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. I'm Brad Barnett. Thank you.
8:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There's a lot of news out there about the housing market, ups, downs, and a lot of people are looking to get back into that market, maybe to move, maybe to put your house back on the market, maybe to refinance a mortgage that had been adjustable. Well, here's a recommendation. Get in touch with Stacy Dowling of UMax Mortgage, a proud sponsor of the AM 760 morning show. You can find her number. Her number is 720-222-0689, 720-222-0689. Stacy prides herself in helping her clients understand the loan choices and choose what's best for them. I met with her last week, and we had a real long meeting about what she does and how she can really be your guide to finding the right mortgage when you're out in the housing market. It's a very confusing market, obviously, and what she is there to do is help you navigate that world. And as I said, I encourage everybody to ask her as many questions as you can. This is what this is about. The housing crisis, in part, was due to people not asking enough questions and not having somebody that they could rely on to answer those questions honestly. Stacy Dowling at UMax Mortgage is the person you can go to ask any question you want. You don't have to feel stupid asking any question to Stacy Dowling. Out of the $347 million in loans that she has dealt with, only three have defaulted. That equates to a 0.002% default rate. Over 16 years, she's maintained a 94% client retention rate. She treats her customers like family and is now working with children of some of her first clients. As you know, the industry's gone through a lot of changes, and she is holding a coffee roundtable this Wednesday, March 3rd, from 5:30 to 7 at the DASBOG in the Doubletree Hotel west of I-25 on Orchard Road. Bring any questions you want. Space is limited. Give her a call, 720-222-0689, 720-222-0689, to reserve your spot on Wednesday, March 3rd, 5:30 to 7 at the DASBOG in the Doubletree Hotel. This is your chance if you've got any question. Again, I want you to ask her any question you want. If you're thinking about getting back, selling your house, buying a new house, refinancing your mortgage, call Stacy at 720-222-0689. She's licensed in the state of Colorado, MB10001826. Again, 720-222-0689 for Stacy Dowling at UMax Mortgage.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-992-4314. That's 1-800-992-4314. 1-800-992-4314.
8:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the Colorado Springs Gazette webpage and in their paper this morning, man says he acted as citizen, not a DA, to complain about a pot dispensary. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Dan May's office, his efforts to get rid of a medical marijuana dispensary in his neighborhood has caught the attention of a Colorado Springs city councilman who says he's considering filing an ethics complaint. The DA was way out of line and has gotten too personally involved in this issue, said Councilman Sean Page on Monday. I think he's brushed up against, if not crossed over, some boundaries that he should respect. May said Monday he never abused his position and that such a complaint would be unfounded. So basically, this district attorney is being criticized for trying to get rid of a dispensary, a medical marijuana dispensary, because it's in his neighborhood, trying to effectively use his position in the prosecutor's office as a prosecutor because he doesn't like that there's a medical marijuana dispensary in his neighborhood. Now, this is what we're talking about, the hysteria around the drug policy debate. It is really, really a lot of hysteria. You don't hear this DA complaining about a Walgreens in his neighborhood at all. All right, we'll take, we got time for one call? Yeah, okay, we got time for one quick call here. Mike in Longmont. Mike, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Oh, hi, Dave. Just wanted to bring up that we need to distinguish between serious crimes and minor crimes in the criminal prison industry. As everybody focuses on drugs, if you think about it, automobiles are more involved in any criminal behavior than in any other subject in the state. I see a lot of folks driving irresponsibly, but also wanted to bring up Ben Nighthorse Campbell. And he was actually charged with firing firearms from his motorcycle at dogs on the side of the road. So the parallel between guns, automobiles, and Colorado behavior is
the Denver Post had such a big piece on DUI recidivism, and you're right, we have to distinguish between serious crimes and not serious ones. All right, stick around. Media Matters up next.
Woman over 35 and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for an exclusive radio offer. Do you have noticeable wrinkles and fine lines? Is your facial skin damaged from years of sun exposure or smoking? Do you have deep, prominent frown lines? Has your skin lost its radiant, youthful appearance? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we'd like to send you a free trial of hydroxytone. Simply call 1-800-900-0684. Clinically proven hydroxytone visibly erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view for younger-looking, more radiant skin. The results are so impressive, it was included in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards, and women who've tried it have called it life-changing. If you want to see the dramatic results yourself and take years off your skin risk-free, call now for this exclusive radio offer. That's a free trial of hydroxytone at 1-800-900-0684. This is a limited-time offer. 1-800-900-0684.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Vision on the electronics. Toyota has continually said they found no problems with the electronic throttle systems in their vehicles.
Well, GM has announced the recall of more than a million of its compact cars.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Cobalt.
Late model Cobalt, Pontiac G5s are affected in this country. GM says the power steering may not work well under 15 miles an hour. An upbeat report today from General Motors. The automaker says February sales in the U.S. were 11.5% higher than the same month last year. GM credits the rollout of new models as well as demand from fleet buyers, including rental car companies. The Supreme Court today is weighing arguments in a Chicago case that could have an impact on the right to bear arms. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering.
2 years ago, the High Court struck down D.C.'s gun ban, declaring an individual right to bear arms. Now it must decide whether to extend that nationwide. Paul Helmke of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence claims even if that happens, not much will change.
Most states have preempted cities from doing anything at all.
The focus of this case, Chicago, where 76-year-old Otis McDonald opposes that city's handgun ban.
Take the guns away from older people, law-abiding citizens, and then leave the rest to people with all these guns.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Chile, where she's meeting with officials in the wake of Saturday's huge earthquake, and she did not come empty-handed.
I brought with me 25 of these satellite phones. We have identified 62 as the highest priority for the government's request. I had 25 on my plane loaded on, And I'm going to give this one to you, Madam President.
The phones are just the first part of a much larger infusion of U.S. quake aid. Authorities say they have finally quelled unrest in the hard-hit city of Concepcion. Some 1,500 troops are on patrol to prevent more looting and enforce a midday curfew. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 35 points. This is CBS News.
Why should you consider investing in gold today? Well, number one, it's simply a smart strategy. Many experts believe that adding gold to your portfolio may improve its performance. In fact, it's proven to give investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks the last 3 years alone. Number two, it's guaranteed. When you buy a stock, it's paper that can be worth $100 a share today and nothing tomorrow. When you invest in Gold American Eagles, you get the only gold coins whose weight, content, and purity are guaranteed by the U.S. government. And when you have Blanchard & Company on your side, you get a double guarantee, because they guarantee to buy back your gold anytime you want to sell. So if you want proven performance and an asset that has been in demand for 3,000 years, call Blanchard & Company. They have a very special radio offer on Gold American Eagles right now. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. How to shorten that drive down from the mountains on weekend afternoons? Two Colorado state senators are pushing a temporary solution, movable barriers on I-70 that would create a third eastbound lane. They're talking about it at the state capitol. Are Frontier's animals about to become extinct? Employees hope not. They've developed a new Facebook page called Save the Frontier Airlines Brand and Animals. New Frontier owner Republic Airways is trying to decide what to name the multiple airlines it now owns. A Community College of Aurora employee faces federal charges for allegedly sending letters with a white powder, albeit harmless, to three in Colorado's congressional delegation. And not a good night for the Avs or the Nuggets. Red Wings over the Avs 3-2. Nuggets fall to the Suns 101-85. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where you're finding some slight delays following an earlier accident in the westbound lanes of 36 right around Sheridan. We're getting word of a new crash. This is C-470 in University. Could find some activity in Highlands Ranch. Southbound I-25, a little bit crowded approaching Spear. In the high country, slick spots over Berthoud Pass. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day today with a high in the mid-40s, maybe even cracking the 50-degree mark. Currently, it's sunny and 39. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you... Lois here. Join me at Invesco Field on March 6th for Mile High Miracles, a celebration of the 1977 Denver Broncos and their trip to Denver's first Super Bowl. Enjoy a cocktail party, silent auction, and dinner. Proceeds benefit Danny's Foundation. Purchase tickets at 850koa.com.
And I think that's a sad element in our society. We're not only in the political gotcha mentality, we're in the personal gotcha mentality. And kids are learning from us.
Tune in for the sensitive side of Big Eddie.
And I just wanted to say all that. I don't mean to be mean now, but I don't care whether you liked it or not.
Always warm and fuzzy, it's Ed Schultz.
And that's why I hope you listen every day.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's 906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to register for our event with Tom Hartman on Friday, if you want to win tickets... The event is already sold out. It's Friday at the Tattered Cover. Go to our website, am760.net. On the front page, you can register. We're going to be announcing winners of the remaining tickets every day at 7:45 on AM760 Progressive Talk. Also, check our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, and you'll see this video of Jane Norton, the Republican Senate candidate, the leading Republican Senate candidate in Colorado, refusing to take a position and actually suggesting that she would oppose legislation, implying that she would oppose legislation that would end employment discrimination against gay people. So the Republican primary really pulling the right to the even farther, more extreme right. To talk about the right's move to the more and more extreme right, joining us now is Carl Frisch of Media Matters for America. You can find his work at mediamatters.org. Let's play the Media Matters Minute, and then we'll talk to Carl on the other side.
And this is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Following President Obama's bipartisan health care summit, conservative radio hosts attempt to take on Democratic policymakers, but their criticisms degenerate into name-calling and xenophobic, racially charged smears. Have a listen.
Here's the way we have to start looking at Nancy Pelosi. Mullah Nancy Bin Pelosi. She's no different than these mullahs and these imams who convince all these people to put bombs on their kids and send them out there to blow up. The only thing she can't do is promise them 73 virgins or whatever it is.
Here is this little wuss from Kenya.
Somebody should slap him silly.
Bill Clinton flooded America with Middle Easterners, mostly of the throwback variety. The radical left and the radical Muslims are natural blood brothers. They have something in common. They all want to bring down America. They want to destroy the country. That's how I see it.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
I mean, it just never ends. It never ends. Carl Frisch of Media Matters. I wonder if this is, I mean, is this just a ratings ploy? I mean, is there they come into the studio every day and they're like, all right, how much more inflammatory can I be? Because I think there's kind of a law of diminishing returns going on here. That you can only be a shock jock, if you will, if it's shocking. I feel like this is desensitizing everybody to their antics.
Well, I think it actually mainstreams the fringe. It's not like this kind of rhetoric was never used before in the past. I mean, even during the Clinton administration, I realized that for many progressives, the memory of politics goes back to just before the Iraq War. But if you go back into the 90s, this type of rhetoric was out there against the Clintons. It was just relegated to where it belonged, on the fringe. You'd find it in, you know, fringe magazines and newsletters and mail order video cassettes and stuff like that. What we've seen since Barack Obama took office, and maybe even a little bit towards the end of the campaign, is a mainstreaming of the fringe, where this stuff that used to not be said in polite company because it was just, you know, lunatic speak, is now making its way into mainstream conservative publications, onto mainstream conservative websites, onto enormously popular right-wing radio hosts, onto Fox News, into newspapers like the Washington Times and the New York Post. And then that stuff bleeds into the traditional media.
And you know, it's funny that you call it mainstreaming. The chapter in my book, The Uprising, about about the militias, the Minutemen, on the border, was called Mainstreaming the Militia. And I feel like I inadvertently, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back here, but that I inadvertently stumbled onto or framed something, because in a way that really has become way more true than I thought it ever would be. I mean, I think what we are seeing now is as you say, the mainstreaming of a fringe that I think it's fair to say was never, at least in contemporary history, never really ever mainstream.
Absolutely not, no. I mean, even the conspiracy theories about the Clintons killing Vince Foster were relegated to the far right. And then when I say far right, I really do mean like the out there right. I mean, you could order a videotape over an 800 number, but you couldn't just, you know, you weren't considered polite company if you trafficked in that kind of baloney. But, you know, birthers and every other conspiracy theory you name under the sun, people like Glenn Beck who trafficked in the idea that there were concentration camps being built by FEMA for conservatives, they get their own show. They get covers of major news weeklies.
They get
ombudsman saying that we should have been covering these stories too.
Right, that's right. And that was you're referencing the New York Times ombudsman who said that they should be listening to a little bit more these fringe voices. And I think the cover of Time magazine that Glenn Beck was on, the cover of Time magazine is a perfect example of taking a guy who is on the radical, radical fringe, calling for the eradication of progressivism, calling progressives a cancer. And what's interesting about Glenn Beck, and I've been getting so much hate mail from Glenn Beck supporters after my column this week.
Oh, but they're so nice.
Oh, they are so nice. I know. But what's amazing to me is that there doesn't seem, well, first and foremost, there doesn't seem to be an acknowledgement that Glenn Beck is not a libertarian. I mean, Glenn Beck advocated for the Patriot Act, advocated for the bank bailout.
Wait, that they actually understand what any of those words mean?
Well, but,
they don't understand what communism is.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I get these. I get these emails. They're like, "You're a socialist. Glenn Beck is speaking truth from that we need less government." And I'm like, I don't get it. I wrote columns against the Patriot Act and against the Wall Street bailout, and I was yelled at. And now I write columns against Glenn Beck, who was for the Patriot Act and for the bank bailout. And the same people are yelling at me. It doesn't make it. It's completely incoherent. And yet he has now become, and I think the CPAC convention proves this. He has become what you would call a mainstream conservative voice. I mean, that's what he's portrayed as.
If there was any doubt that these right wing media figures are leading the conservative movement and by proxy the Republican Party. Glenn Beck was the keynote at CPAC this year, and last year it was Rush Limbaugh. Where are the certifiable thinkers of the right? They've been shunned and pushed out. People like Andrew Sullivan, people like Frum, these people have been pushed out of the movement in place, and they've been replaced by people like Glenn Beck, Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, and other people that wouldn't know a fact if it bit them on the ankle.
Oh, and that's exactly right. Now let's turn to healthcare if we can here. John Turk, our producer, has some clips of some of these right wing talkers talking specifically about healthcare. Let's play them.
One Democrat was trying to outdo the next on the sob story about how rotten our healthcare system is. Louise Slaughter won the Olympics of sob stories by saying one of her constituents had to wear her sister's dentures.
Well, what's wrong with using a dead person's teeth? Aren't the Democrats big into recycling? So if you don't have any teeth, so what? What's applesauce for? Isn't that why they make applesauce?
I've read the Constitution before. I didn't see that you had a right to teeth. I didn't. Now we have a
fine print.
Did you ever think that we here in America would live in a country where you didn't have teeth? No.
No.
I mean, this is
less than eat applesauce, I guess.
Right. I mean, this is really caustic stuff. I mean, and I think I keep going back to this article by Michael Lind a couple months ago, where he suggests that the reason why those kinds of politics work against an issue like healthcare, an issue like universal healthcare. I mean, really, when you think about it, at one level, you're like, how can anybody be against universal healthcare? And then you start, and Michael Lind makes the point, well, part of it is that we are so much more of an ethnically and racially diverse country that has bred a culture of hate, of that there is an audience for the angry white hate machine to portray healthcare as kind of a socio-racial ethnic issue. Even if they don't say it is, it's kind of dog whistle politics. That when Glenn Beck or the right wing talkers are yelling about how it's outrageous that people that the government should pay for people's teeth, for instance, that they are tapping into very, very deeply seated racial, ethnic, social feelings of hate that have grown up for years and years and years. But then I step back and I'm like, who listens to what we just heard and says that it, like, what regular human being is nodding their head in agreement? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's hard for people that aren't of that mindset to imagine people of that mindset. But it's clear that you just can't say certain things in public anymore and still be considered a rational human being. So there's other ways around it. I mean, if you look at the way that we talk about don't ask, don't tell,
right.
You can see the disconnect. Much of this country would no longer consider it palatable to basically spew homophobic hate speech. But you turn on Fox News, and that's exactly what you find, regardless of the issue when it comes up about gay people. Yet there's this disconnect where Fox and News Corporate's owner knows that it can't be, you know, an anti-gay company. So they sponsor functions like the National Gay and Lesbian Journalists Associations and run full-page ads in the program saying, you know, to our fair and balanced colleagues of the NLGJA. Meanwhile, every opportunity they get, that network is smearing gay people left and right with the most vicious, horrible 1985-esque rhetoric.
The thing you allude to is that a lot of listeners, a lot of viewers, because now the right-wing media has all of its bases covered, people can literally live ensconced in this make-believe world, and so then when you call them out on it, their reaction is like that you're crazy. I mean, I wrote this column about Glenn Beck this week where I said that
right.
Glenn Beck calling for the eradication of progressivism was a step or multiple steps too far. It is literally advocating, I think, or creating the political topography that would say violence against progressives is A-OK. You've got a leader calling for, at a major political function, not just on his radio show, calling for the eradication of progressivism. I write this column saying, hey, this is a step too far. This is not OK on any side. And I got such hate mail back, as if I was crazy for even raising the idea that there could be a comparison between Glenn Beck's call for the eradication of progressives and, you know, Rwanda's genocidal leaders calling for exterminate the cockroaches. I mean,
right, certainly there's been no hate speech or there's been no violence perpetrated by fans of the kind of rhetoric that Beck and others push over the last year.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you always hear this. You always hear this from right-wing talk show hosts that, oh, you can't, you know, it's crazy to connect what I'm the right-wing talk show host is saying with people who take my words or take my ideology to an extreme and violent level. In your mind, and you work for Media Matters, you're progressive, but I wonder, how crazy is that in your mind?
Well,
to make the connection.
I try to put myself in the host's shoes. If I found out that the guy who went into a Tennessee church and shot up the place was such a fan of my work that he made a hit list off of the names of liberals that I mentioned in my book and decided that he'd never get to them, so he just went to a church where he knew there'd be liberals, how would I react?
Right.
Would I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe somebody read into my work and found this. I better reevaluate the way that I express my ideals and my message. Or would I just say, whatever, I had nothing to do with it. Not my fault. Just a crazy guy.
So I wonder, because the reaction hasn't been that, do you think that there is a tacit endorsement of this? I mean, I heard last night, I'll give you an example, a local show here. I was listening to 850 KOA, Mike Brown's show, Michael Brown, who's been on this show, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he was saying, he went over how Nancy Pelosi was hypocritical for not criticizing Charlie Rangel's ethics transgressions. And he said, this is the kind of thing that makes people cynical about politics. Okay, I'll stipulate that. Fine, there's some hypocrisy there. Okay, fine. And then he goes on to say, and then you wonder why people are flying airplanes into the IRS. And I'm like, what? Where did you go from people are disaffected to you? Now there's a logical understanding of people going completely over the top insane with terrorist violence. And so I guess I just wonder if it's how we address the connection between clearly the legitimization of extremist rhetoric and then the jump to people putting it into practice. How do we have that debate in a way that the right can't just say, oh, well, you know, you're just going over the top. You're just
drawing.
Well,
the first thing we have to do is realize that we're not going to convince people on the right of this. You know, those on the right are not rational enough to step back and look at it differently. But there is a broad swath of people in the middle that are affected by having this discussion. You know, that's, you know, I often get asked, why do you talk about Rush Limbaugh? Why do you talk to Glenn mm-hmm. Beck? You're only giving them a larger, mm-hmm. you know, audience or following. That's not the point. The point is not to try and sway, some right-wing devotees' opinion of Rush Limbaugh because they're not going to change. They are steadfast. But, you know, who will change are people that don't listen to Rush but are impacted by Rush's rhetoric. So when they hear from a friend at the water cooler at work, you know, so-and-so, Rush said this, Well, if they know that Rush Limbaugh has said any number of racially charged, sexist, homophobic, anti-Muslim things over the years, and that, you know, he's been found to have been a liar over and over again, they're not going to trust what their friend is telling them.
Well,
if they don't hear about that stuff, then they're just as likely to trust what their friend is telling them than they are as if they read it on the front page of the New York Times.
When do you think we're going to get to, and again, on the line with us is Carl Frisch and Media Matters, mediamatters.org. When do you think, if ever, we're going to get to a situation where there is kind of a not-in-my-name counter-revolt? You see some friction, for instance, between Ron Paul and Glenn Beck. And now, Ron Paul's kind of out there on a lot of issues that I don't agree with him on. But look, he's a civil guy, right? I mean, he's civil.
At least when he's in front of people.
At least when he's in front of people. Okay,
maybe
right.
Maybe not newsletters.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, right. Okay, fair enough. Right. But, you know,
but I understand what your point is.
But when is there going to be the sort of principled conservatives who are going to say, look, not in my name, right? I mean, I can disagree with a conservative, and a conservative can say, hey, Sirota, I don't agree with any progressive position that you have, but I agree that somebody speaking in my conservative name should not be calling for your and progressive people's eradication.
Well, if you have to look at it this way, so on the left, that would be like, what is the moderation movement? Well, that's corporate America. And on the right, there's no incentive for a more moderate voice because that's not going to lead to political victory. So corporations are no more likely to support a moderate Republican than they are a conservative Republican because
that's right.
To fracture the right is to displace their political power.
That's exactly
right. Which is why you see... whereas on the left, to have moderates and liberals is to, you know, strengthen political power because it weakens people that are not necessarily in favor
that's
of your
right.
corporate strength. So I think that's why we don't see it. But when you do see it, and you see, you know, okay, every year there's big news in Washington circles about some new moderate Republican group that's formed, and then you never hear about it ever again. And it's always the exact same people on the steering committee. You know, one of the Cheneys, Christy Todd Whitman, a couple people from the Log Cabin Republicans, and maybe John McCain's daughter. You never hear about it ever again because it doesn't. This is a political problem for anybody who's political, if they're a moderate or if they're not inclined to crazy vitriol. It's hard to organize around moderation.
That's right. And that's the problem. Is you're exactly right. The incentive is to keep going farther and farther to the right. And you've given me some hope, Carl. Which is the idea is again, we're not talking to the people who are already brainwashed. We're talking to the silent majority who can be influenced by the far right.
And they truly are the silent majority. They're not the ones showing up at these tea parties. They're not the ones showing up. These are the people that we hear about 3 weeks before every election.
That's right.
That we scratch our heads and wonder, how the hell haven't they made up their mind?
No, that's right. And that's exactly who. That's exactly why you have a conversation about how crazy Rush Limbaugh is, how crazy Glenn Beck is, to get to that silent majority. Carl Frisch of Media Matters for America. Find his work, mediamatters.org. Carl, it's always good to talk to you. Keep up the great work, man.
Thanks, David.
All right. 925 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, news of the weird. A lot of news of the weird up next. And then we will also, after that, we will talk to the author of the new book, The Eliminationists, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turf.
Things getting back into shape for us, Dave, on the freeway systems around town. Still heavy, though, going into downtown, both sides of I-25. Still some jams as well on the turnpike westbound, Sheridan to Wadsworth, again, Flatiron Circle past McCaslin. One crash down south, eastbound C-470 at University. If you're in the high country, do have some wintry driving conditions on 70 between Loveland and Vail. Forecast today, sunny with a high of 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, but still warm, a high of 55. Currently, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
No one is quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
In the country. That's how. Well, we're members. That's why we offer our low price match guarantee. When you add the lowest prices to our giant event showroom and more brands than any store in the state, it just makes sense to drive an extra few minutes to experience the mountain high difference. We specialize in appliances, outdoor patio, kitchens, and laundry. At low prices and people with heart. Plus, we offer 0% financing. We're simply the best. Remodeling? Doing a fix and flip? Visit by March 21st and get a complete Whirlpool kitchen for only $11.99. An unbelievable deal from Whirlpool and Mountain High. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. I'm Brad Barnett. Thank you.
Attention, if you're a male over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a six-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sense is conducting a market trial for all males in this listening area. If you're a man and are trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sense free for 30 days. Call 1-800-400-7132 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you're a male over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released in stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132.
When you hear that music, it's time for News of the Weird. A couple stories in News of the Weird today. Ohio woman gets married, has baby on the same day. This is the AP story out of Sylvania, Ohio. An Ohio woman taken to a maternity ward in her wedding dress became a newlywed and a new mom on the same day. Jamie Phillips says she felt contractions while her father walked her down the aisle during her wedding ceremony in Toledo, but she thought it was a false alarm. It wasn't until after her water broke at the reception that she was rushed to a hospital. That's like out of a movie.
Yeah, could you imagine if it would have been the same day, like your anniversary is your kid's birthday?
Yeah, that's a conversation.
You think they're trying to legitimize the pregnancy?
Yeah, that's a conversation there, right. Huh? For the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Florida man allegedly calls 911 more than 200 times. Maybe he was bored, maybe he just liked prank phone calls, but for some reason, a Florida man allegedly called 911 more than 200 times. In a recent three-day span, Highlands County Sheriff's deputies spoke only to female dispatchers. Said this guy only spoke to female dispatchers and made sexually explicit remarks to one of them. He told dispatchers he did not need emergency assistance.
You ever had somebody call 911 from your house before?
No.
My son has.
He's called 911?
Yeah. Well, he actually did it to my daycare provider.
That's a real no-no.
Yeah, isn't it? He got in some trouble for that one.
Yeah, that's a real no-no.
Needless to say.
Let's see. This is from Mike Check Radio, Christy Harvey's website. Tweet this. In 2007, people were tweeting on the Twitter 5,000 times a day.
Didn't they reach like some land, like 50 million tweets or something last week?
And by 2008, that was 300,000 times a day. 2009, 2.5 million times per day. Fast forward to today, after 1,400% growth, now we're seeing 50 million tweets per day. That's an average of 600 tweets per second. By the way, if you want to subscribe to our Twitter feed, go over to am760.net,
follow
click
David.
Over to the David Sirota page. Right on the left-hand side, you can follow my Twitter feed.
What do you write about mostly? See, I'm not on Twitter.
I just put, like, links to cool stuff up there. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't put, like, how you're feeling?
No, I'm not one of those like, oh, I'm feeling so good, or oh, I'm going to the bathroom now. I'm not one of
just
those.
Just links to relevant.
Yeah, like I'll be like, check out this story.
Right,
yeah.
No, cool. That's what most people should do.
Yeah, as opposed to
not
telling
like,
us
oh,
wait, what
my
your...
back hurts.
I know. It's like, who cares? Queen Ant will sacrifice the colony to retain her throne. A mighty struggle for ultimate powers with calls of death to the queen answered by armies of workers is routine in some ant colonies. Queen ants are therefore sometimes forced to take care of themselves rather than look out for the good of their colonies, said a new study about ants. So I guess there's some human-esque intrigue in the ant world. Air pollution slows down women marathoners. Dirty air could hinder the performance of women in marathons, says a new study. Lindsay Marr of Virginia Tech evaluated marathon race results, weather data, and air pollution concentrations for seven major U.S. marathons and found that it particularly affects women marathoners. Biological clock could be a key to better health and longer life. If you're not getting a good, consistent, and regular night's sleep, a new study suggests it could reduce your ability to handle oxidative stress, cause impacts to your health, increase motor and neurological deterioration, speed aging, and ultimately cut short your life. So basically, get your rest.
I finally figured out what's going on. I'm not getting enough rest. Yeah. All those symptoms, ding, 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 ding.
I know. That's it. That's it. All right, last story, news of the weird. Millions of tons of water ice found at the moon's North Pole. A moon probe has found millions of tons of water on the moon's North Pole, says NASA. In a report on Monday, the vast source of water could one day be used to generate oxygen or sustain a moon base. That's your news of the weird. All right, up next, the author of the new book, The Eliminationists, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. We'll check in with David Nyward after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is really shaping up for us. We do have a problem, though. One crash. It's on C-470 eastbound side around University. A small delay. Speed still pretty good from Broadway past the side of that crash. Also a little sluggish northbound I-25 between Santa Fe and Alameda. Just a real brief slowdown there. Also a new crash on Pecos right near the Boulder Turnpike. Your forecast today, sunny, a high of 53. Looking at Wednesday's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, but still warm. High near 55 degrees. Right now, 38 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come buy your new or used Corvette at purefoyshevy.com.
Come into Qdoba Mexican Grill today and try the new Craft 2 menu. Mix and match two smaller portion Qdoba dishes like the Naked Queso Burrito and Grilled Chicken Quesadilla for just $5.99. Qdoba Mexican Grill, handmade for real.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text SPEAKUP to 411-247.
Angie McPhee, VP of O'Neill Steel's Timberline Region and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
The CU Executive MBA is unique because it requires at least 10 years of work experience in your field of expertise. It was extremely valuable because I was able to draw on the experience of my classmates, and I still do. I've made friends for life and have a network of people I can turn to for advice. I give the CU Executive MBA program my highest recommendation.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888.
Quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
Everything from Hacienda Colorado is made from scratch every day. From ingredients so fresh, so authentic, most people need an interpreter to pronounce them. But fresh and authentic is what it takes to make their signature Mountain Mex. It's Mexican food with altitude.
Tons of food a day. That's almost as much as a teenager eats.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Is divorce your only option? Want some questions answered about the possibility of ending your marriage? Get the straight facts from attorneys, financial experts, and mental health experts each Sunday. Because we're talking divorce. Sundays from 11 to noon. Right here on AM 760. So you just heard a GEICO commercial a few seconds ago. Hopefully it made you laugh, or maybe just chuckle. If it made you cry, well, then we might have a problem. Anyway, the important thing is, go to GEICO.com and you could save 15% or more on your car insurance.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
.938 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't know about you, but I'm having, and I know Barack Obama is having one of these weeks.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Yeah, Barack Obama's health care report coming back saying that he needs to continue his smoking cessation efforts, sort of implying that he is not over smoking, and also he needs to moderate his drinking. And sounds like he's been under some stress. Not shockingly. It's a stressful job. I'm having one of those weeks too. I swear it's been one of those. As the book deadline gets closer, I feel more and more like Lloyd Bridges in Airplane. And it hasn't helped that over the weekend I've been completely inundated with hate mail from Glenn Beck supporters. And joining us now to talk about what Glenn Beck and what right-wing eliminationist language is really all about in the broader context is Dave Neiwirth. He is the author of the new book, The Eliminationists, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. You can find his work at crooksandliars.com, one of the best websites out there. I love that site. I read it every single day. Dave, thanks for taking the time this morning. Okay, eliminationism. What is eliminationism? How long or how old a phenomenon is it? What are its historical roots? And is what's going on today in the world of eliminationism, is it particularly intense right now, or are we just noticing it right now?
Well, that's a mouthful, Dave. Let me see if I can go through those. Eliminationism fundamentally is sort of is basically a worldview that or sort of a politics that is about not exchanging ideas with your opponent, but simply eliminating them. And it's really often about eliminating whole blocks of society. And so when we talk about eliminationist rhetoric, it can focus on individuals and wishing that those people would just be eliminated.
Like for instance, Glenn Beck contemplating on air his desire to kill Michael Moore. That would be individual eliminationist.
That would be, that's only sort of eliminationist. What's really eliminationist is to talk about eliminating whole blocks of the populace. For instance, and Glenn Beck talks about eliminating progressives or eliminating the progressive movement. I got the term actually from Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, who used it to describe the special quality of anti-Semitism that was ripe in Germany prior to the Holocaust, and really was already extant in the 1920s. I read Goldhagen's book while I was studying or writing my own book about the Japanese American internment, and I was struck by, you know, his description of eliminationism as, and noticed that it was exactly what I was researching in terms of the anti-Asian campaign in America between 1910 and 1924. How, you know, basically it's characterized by, ultimately the idea is to dehumanize your opponent and to turn them into an object fit only for elimination. So basically you describe your opponent as vermin, as diseases.
A cancer.
As cancer, as a vampire, as, you know, something that basically the excrement of society. And
again,
you know,
let me just stop you there. I mean, the modern, a good modern example, which people got real riled up when I wrote about it in my column, was the use of quite literally radio, hate talk radio, mm-hmm. in Rwanda to call for the extermination of cockroaches.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I just mentioned it in my book, although, you know, I mean, that's the end product. That's where it always leads. But there's a history of it in America. I mean, you look at the treatment of the Native Americans. I mean, the classic case of eliminationist rhetoric is Colonel Shivington there in Colorado demanding that nits make lice, telling his men nits make lice before they go out and commit the Sand Creek Massacre and kill hundreds of women and children. And this was, you know, that's a classic example of it. And we certainly have a long history of it in the U.S., beginning with our treatment of the Native Americans, continuing into, you know, the lynching era and the treatment of African Americans, particularly after the Civil War, the campaign against Asian Americans. And, you know, in the past half century, we've certainly seen a lot of eliminationist rhetoric directed towards gays and lesbians.
Absolutely. And again, on the line with this is David Nywert. His new book, The Eliminationists, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. A link to his work, to his blog, is on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And again, I ask this question because I don't know the answer to it. Are we more aware of it now, and has it been around forever, or has it gotten more intense and a bigger platform today, this rhetoric of eliminationism, eliminating large groups of Americans?
Well, it's definitely intensified. You know, Dave, I spent a lot of the 90s spending time among the militia folks, the militia crowd, the Patriot movement. And it was one of the distinguishing traits of the Patriots that their solutions and their rhetoric ultimately were fundamentally very eliminationist. And it was one of the things that I think one of the things that really distinguishes the far right from the mainstream right. And I think it's been intensifying a lot in the past 10 years. I've seen a lot more use of this kind of rhetoric spreading from the far right into the mainstream. And it's definitely part and parcel of what I describe in my book as, you know, the mainstreaming of extremism. That has been going on probably since, you know, really since the mid-90s. I saw it definitely going on with stuff floating over from the militia movement over into mainstream Republicanism in the late 90s. And it's really intensified in the last 10 years, particularly during the Iraq War. There was, and the run-up to it, there was a great deal of eliminationist rhetoric that spread.